mixing is more fun with the brand new Slurpee Mix Maker Cup and Straw. Make your mix today, only at 7-Eleven.
A new survey on the economy finds the recovery is moving at a very slow pace. Sean Dubravac with the National Association for Business Economics says there's a bit of good news.
Despite the weakness and softness that we're seeing in the broader economy, companies appear still willing to hire new employees.
And none of the firms surveyed is expecting to make major layoffs in the months ahead. The heat wave baking the central U.S. is expected to continue this week and spread east. CNN's Jackie Jarrah says you need to be careful when it's this hot.
Take it easy. If you do feel, you know, faint or not feeling well, make sure you get in the shade. Check on your neighbors. Check on the elderly. Check on your friends. Make sure everybody's doing okay.
Forecasters predict Tropical Storm Brett will turn away from the Bahamas and southern Florida today. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Through July 30th, save on all Goodyear tires and receive up to $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Special financing available. And get a $21.99 oil change with coupon and no shop fees. Plus, automotive batteries are as low as $49.98. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Merriman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Almost half of U.S. companies, 43% to be exact, plan to bring on new workers between now and the end of the year. So finds the quarterly survey by the National Association of Business Economists. But 49% signal they will not hire new people, reflecting a growing gloom about overall economic growth. 76% of respondents think the economy will grow 2% or more for the next two quarters. A quarter ago, 94% thought that. Reader's Digest Association is offering itself up for sale. This according to the Wall Street Journal. The publisher of Reader's Digest magazine and operator of the namesake website emerged from bankruptcy early last year. It hopes to fetch $1 billion from the sale. Japan's Nikkei was closed today for an annual holiday that celebrates the ocean, and also, one would presume this year at least, women's soccer. Europe's markets look awful, down 1% as debt worries keep rising. S&P futures losing 9 points. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
With school, soccer, and carpool, I go in a million directions. So to shop for things we use every day, I make a beeline for Sam's Club.
Member Destiny McGuire on Sam's Club Stock-Up Event, where you too can get ready for fall with quality household essentials. Find Tide, Bounty, and Ziploc for less.
My to-do list is done, done, and done.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% on everyday items over retail. Not a member? Join from July 20th to the 31st and get up to a $25 gift card. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Solidarity. A union of interests or purposes or sympathies among members of a group. Union. The state of being united. An organization of workers. Justice. The administering of deserved punishment or reward. Fairness, free from dishonesty or injustice. Equality, the state of quality being equal. First Shift with Tony Tripiano. It's about freaking time.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Tripiano with you as we begin another week of righteousness and truth from the left. And it's the only place you really want to be. Yowza, yowza. We begin this Monday program, 6:07, just about a.m., and it's 83 degrees outside, humidity somewhere in the 90% range, and they're projecting temperatures to reach 100 degrees by Wednesday. And what a mess that is. You know, listen, I'm all for summer, but sweet God, this is something else. I'm so grateful I have a pool. I got to tell you, in my part of the world, the power went out a couple times yesterday. Then watching the news this morning, it's still out in parts of Dearborn Heights. So fortunately, I avoided the big outage because a lot of people didn't have power overnight, which would have been problematic to get ready for the show. But I don't have to worry about it. Thank God. What a weekend, what a weekend, what a weekend. I tell you, we've got, and I'll talk a little bit about this in just a few minutes, was out at the Troy Democratic Club in the 9th Congressional District picnic in Troy on Saturday. Saw a lot of old friends and made some new friends alike, a lot of listeners in the crowd there, and was a real pleasure to see Congressman Gary Peters. Mark Brewer is there, the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, who will be with us a little later on in the show today. We also, State Rep Lisa Brown was there. John Ashcraft, who is the chair of the 9th Congressional Democrats, and amongst other, the chairman of the Oakland County Democratic Party was there, Frank Houston. Lots of people. The people in Troy obviously have some pull. As some of the bigwigs in the state were hanging out in the park on Saturday, and it was hot, but they had lots to keep cool. They had quite a buffet. My buddy Mike, who listens to the show every morning, was manning the grills, and I don't know how the heck he survived that because it was hot, hot, hot. And he stood in front of those grills all day long. God bless him. Somebody had to do the cooking, and he did it. And we've got a lot to get to as we begin another week. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up this week, not just today, but all week long. Congressman John Conyers will be with us a little later on this week. Tomorrow, in fact, Cindy Estrada from the UAW will be on with us tomorrow. So we've got some really, really good stuff coming up this week, and just happy to be with you. I am truly happy to be with you as we begin a Monday. Now, I have to tell you, my day didn't start off that great. The early part did. Then I go to leave, and my kids didn't put the garbage out last night. And, of course, I didn't have time. I had to get here. So I'm praying that by the time I get home, they haven't picked the garbage up yet because I know they won't be up to do it. And you'd think after all these years, they just know, especially after both of them were asked repeatedly to get the garbage out. What is it? You know, Jeff, I know you're not a kid anymore. God, less than you are as a kid. But, did your mom and dad ever have trouble getting you to get the garbage out?
The garbage out? No, that was one of the things that just happened.
Just automatic, right?
Well, and the thing is when we lived in the city, it was a short walk to the curb, and then we moved out to the country, and the driveway suddenly got much longer. So you'd think then it would be even harder, but it was just like no, it's just something you do.
Just something you do. I don't understand what it is with these dean kids. I mean, you know, every freaking week I got to remind them. You know, I'm the one that took the garbage out for years and years and years and years and years and years, all right? And I'm not complaining about it, but, you know, when they got to a certain age, Say, okay, it's time. It's time you start doing this, and I have a heck of a time getting them to get that garbage out. So it didn't get out, so I'm going to probably miss it before I get home from doing the show, but we'll make the best of it. Anyway, not a great weekend for Tiger baseball either, Jeff. Tigers lost 2 out of 3 to the Chicago White Sox, and not a team we want to be losing to. I don't know. I'm not feeling encouraged right now.
No, it was good to see them not get swept. You know, yesterday they battled back. At one point yesterday, it was five innings of work, and the guy that they were going against, Umber, only had, 8 strikeouts, no walks, was pitching very well, and it looked like, okay, this is one of those days where they just give up. You know, the hitters just don't come through. And they battled back, not only tied the game, but Carlos Guillen, of all people, with the game-winning hit, or RBI. And suddenly, you know, they look like they're not going to do what they did last year, where they started 0-4 right back from the All-Star break.
Well, we know they're not going to do that. Now, I got to ask you, why did you say Carlos Guillen of all people? I don't understand why you put it that way.
Because nobody thought he would even play this year. They didn't expect to get anything from him. I heard people say, well, just buy him out now. Get rid of him. You know, well, that's $12.5 million on the cap. You know, you're paying this guy for nothing. I doubt we'll even see him this year. And yet, first, you know, right back from the All-Star break, here he comes. And was 1-for-4 in his first game. Yesterday got the game-winning hit, I suppose. And you just didn't expect anything from him. And especially at the second base spot where a guy was hitting 200, you know, love Rayburn, especially in August and on. But for right now, you had a second baseman who's been hitting 200. And now you've got Guillen in there. And if he can give you that kind of production where, yeah, he can come up with big hits, and, yeah, he can add, he's hitting 260, 280, somewhere in there, more power to you.
Absolutely. Well, let's move to the left a little bit, as we always do on this show. But in baseball terms, let's move to the left a little bit, move over a base, and we've got a third baseman that seems to have given up at this point.
Well, I mean, Inge is he's struggling. And I've been saying it before on the show every time we talk about him. I think he came back too soon. I don't know who pushed him, if the team did or if he pushed himself to come back. But first of all, the knees are older, you know, and that's just never going to get better. But he's, you know, he give him a couple more days rest, and maybe, you know, he's a little fresher there. But also, mononucleosis isn't something that's just like, okay, took a 2 days off and now I'm back. You know, I think it's something that lingers with you. And now he's gotten to the point where I think he's clueless. I mean, he's pressing. He's questioning everything about maybe his stance or his swing or, you know, what pitch is coming. I mean, he's up there constantly guessing or thinking, and it's gotten to the point where the frustration's boiled over now. And yesterday, the comments after the game where he said something along the lines of true fans wouldn't boo their own team if they're struggling. Because yesterday he heard the boos. Boo birds were out for him, and, fans don't want to see a guy who's only got 2 hits out of his last 25 at-bats or whatever it is for Brandon Inge.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see how that gets spun today as we work our way through the day, because as you and I and any sports fan knows, when a player responds negatively to a negative situation, the fans in Detroit don't generally take very kindly to that.
No, exactly. That's why I never thought of him as that kind of guy who would bring that card out. The true fans don't boo a guy. I mean, true fans applaud great performances, and they'll let you know when you're not performing up to snuff either.
Well, and as a fan, I mean, part of being a fan is when you're happy, you say so, and when you're not happy, you say so. And as a player, you know, you kind of have to just accept that. And Brandon Inge knows this, I guess, which kind of reinforces your theory that he is obviously very frustrated. For him to say something like that is a sign of frustration. I wonder if it's a sign that he's just, and when I say given up, I don't mean given up on his career, but given up on trying to figure it out. I think he's looked at this from every angle he could look at it. I'm sure he's sat with the coach. I'm sure he's sat with Jim Leland. I'm sure he's probably sat with a psychologist at this point, because emotionally, mentally, he's just not clicking. It's not there, Jeff.
Right. I think maybe it's him thinking too much. Maybe it's him, you know, not that he gave up, but he's over. He's trying too hard now. Every time, maybe he's swinging too hard. He's thinking too much. I mean, sometimes baseball is that game where you just go out there and have fun. Swing the bat, see ball, hit ball, you know?
Well, again, it's frustrating for him. It's frustrating for us. And it would be nice to get some production out of third base. And we do have options at third base. So you have to wonder how much longer Jim Leland said before the All-Star break, Jeff, that if this continues, he's going to have to reassess that situation. Now, you know, that's another way of saying he will replace him.
0-8-3 is what he's batting since he's come back from Monaco.
Wow. 0-8-3. I have a feeling that I can almost hit 0-8-3 in the major leagues. Almost, I said.
I was going to say, we should try that. Why don't we set that up?
Yeah, I don't know that I could get out of the infield. I've been to the batting cage, and you know the highest I had the gall to turn the dial was to 80 miles an hour, and that ball's fast at 80 miles an hour. I can't imagine what it's like at 90, 95, 100. Can't even imagine what it's like.
You ever watch those sports science shows? And they say that it's actually like the blink of an eye is just about as fast as it takes a fastball to get to the plate.
That's crazy.
That's insane. To be able to see the change and to know, okay, it's a curve or it's a slider, and to be able to adjust mid-swing is nuts.
Well, again, I've been to the batting cages, and 80 miles an hour scared the bejesus out of me, so I can't fathom going. So my stepping into the batting box against a major league pitcher would be very funny, is what it would be. And that's all it would be, is very funny, because I would stand about 6 feet away from the plate, and I'd throw my bat at the ball. That's probably the closest I'm going to get to hitting in a major league ballpark.
Like John Kruk versus Randy Johnson.
There you go. There you go. Exactly. That's exactly what would happen. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. 888-552-3595. That's the number to ring in on us. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. We'll get this all set up on the other side of this break. I'm Tony Trupiano. Thanks for punching in on First Shift this Monday morning. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
We spend federal money to save money. Where is the limit? I think we could reach a point of absurdity.
I think you just did.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update looks pretty good at this early hour. We're not yet seeing slowdowns for anybody coming in on M10. It goes from being called Northwestern near the Ruther down toward the Southfield Freeway where it becomes M10 The Lodge. That looks good toward the Davison heading into 94 and all the way into downtown.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for thunderstorms throughout the day. Our high near 91. Tonight we're going to have a chance of storms, a low near 74. Tomorrow mostly sunny and a high of 91. Right now it's already overcast and 77 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Collect your rewards when you play at MGM Grand Detroit. From July 11th through the 29th, play, earn, collect, win during the Collect and Win Free Play promotion. It's as simple as playing your favorite slots and earning 100 points Monday at 10 a.m. through Friday at 10 p.m. each week. Then swipe at any promotional kiosk for your chance to collect all four virtual M-Life Player Stuff cards and win $25 in free play. Keep playing each week to collect and win. See M-Life Player Stuff for more details.
MGM Grand Detroit.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining us now is Autumn Smith. What's going on? Give us an update.
He knew when he was taking office that as a public official, he was subject to recall. It really feels to me that Jace Bolger just feels that he's the exception to the rule. That's not true because my rights don't end because you're in office, Jace Bolger. You are still subject to recall, and you are facing recall. I mean, it's done. I've already got signatures.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
Mike Rowe here talking with Jim Twitchell, a real-life Ford service technician, about the importance of scheduled maintenance. But really, Jim, everybody knows it's important, right?
Scheduled maintenance is important. That's what keeps your car running at optimum performance.
Get an oil change and much more with the Works Fuel Saver Package. $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
So you're kind of like a car doctor.
Definitely a car doctor.
Are you soothing? Do you have a good car side manner?
Most cars tell me so.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/11.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Start your engines, Detroit, because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA. On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy teeth.
I want to get back to Michigan and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. Tony Trupiano with you. Our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day. Those of you that have been paying attention know that Rupert Murdoch has his hands full overseas, but now the FBI is investigating News Corp here in the United States. So the question is, if it is discovered that News Corp hacked into cell phones of 9/11 victims and family members to gain an information advantage, should they be forced to dismantle Murdoch's media empire in the U.S., including Fox News? If they are found to be guilty of hacking into cell phones, and we're going to get to some audio on this in just a little bit, should they be required to dismantle his media empire, including Fox News? And Jeff, as you were sharing with me a little earlier on before the show started, Fox News has been had an interesting perspective on this.
An anti-perspective. They think it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, well, why don't we, before we get into some of the issues of the day, why don't we go ahead and play that audio? Because I think it's kind of interesting.
Meanwhile, more fallout from Britain's News of the World newspaper hacking scandal. Rebecca Brooks has now resigned as chief executive of our parent company's British newspaper unit, News Corp, just one of the recent hacking scandals. So this morning we're finding out that the Pentagon suffered one of its largest hacking events ever, a cyber theft of more than 24,000 files. The Pentagon says they were stolen by a foreign government. Joining us right now is a man who knows about the media, Bob Dillon-Schneider, the head of the New York-based Dillon-Schneider Group, and he used to run one of the biggest PR firms in the country. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Fine, thank you very much. What do you make of this particular hacking scandal with the News of the World?
Well, the News of the World is a hacking scandal. It can't be denied. But the issue really is, why are so many people piling on at this point? We know it's a hacking scandal. Shouldn't we get beyond it and really deal with the issue of hacking? I mean, Citicorp has been hacked into, Bank of America has been hacked into, American Express has been hacked into, insurance companies have been hacked into. We've got a serious hacking problem in this country, and this morning the government's obviously been hacked into,
right,
and over 24,000 files. So we've got to figure out a way to deal with this hacking problem. That's
sure.
What we have to do.
You know, and the company has come forward and they've said, look, this happened a long time ago at a tabloid in London. Somebody did something really bad.
All right. First of all, I mean, it should be obvious that they don't want to own this situation. By the way, that audio was from Friday. Fox News totally took, which is an ethical issue, and made it a technical issue, which is really disingenuous and insulting to those of us that pay attention. We may have a hacking issue in this country. It has absolutely nothing to do with what News Corp has been accused of doing. Now, think about this for a moment. Just listen to me. If it is found out that News Corp, the reporters, all right, the technical people at Fox News had cell phone numbers of victims and family members of September 11th, 2001, and they illegally hacked into those phones. And what they're accused of doing is either listening in on conversations or erasing messages so that more messages could be put on those phones. How is that the same as we have a hacking issue in this country? Can anybody make that connection for me? I didn't think so. I mean, if you can, you know, feel free to do it. 888-552-3595. But, I mean, stop and really think about how they, you know, I understand it's uncomfortable for them. Their parent corporation, worth billions of dollars. Most of those billions come from, frankly, you and I. Their U.S. holdings produce their greatest profit potential. So, yeah, I'm Rupert Murdoch. I'm going to be a little concerned about, you know, what's going on. But, you know, they're totally sidestepping the larger issue here, which is what is their culpability? This has absolutely nothing to do with the problem of hacking.
Well, and the two things are so completely far apart. One is criminals, or in the case of the government, a foreign country, which is an enemy or what have you, and criminals that are doing the hacking for the banking. And the other side is a news corporation, which you're supposed to be able to trust. A news corporation which is supposed to report the news, not make the news, and they're hacking and then creating the news out of that. That's, I mean, how can you even say those two are similar?
Well, again, they're not at all similar. I mean, they don't even belong in the same conversation. And not only is it illegal, it's unethical. This is just crazy. This is just crazy. Fox News continues to spin the news. I really don't understand why people watch Fox News.
The clip was funny. I should have got a little bit more of it, Tony, because they went on to say, but Rupert Murdoch even, he came out and apologized. I mean, what more did you want than a sorry from a billionaire?
Well, I'll leave that line alone. Okay, so he apologized. Yeah, big deal. Big deal. You know, and again, if you don't know what's going on in London, his top staff there, people that are running this multi-billion-dollar corporation, are resigning and being arrested by Scotland Yard. This is a huge story. And, you know, even the other news media in the States are not covering this in the way that I think they should be. This is major news.
Well, especially when it comes back home. Like you said, with the 9/11 victims, if they find anything there, it's going to blow up.
Or will it? I mean, that's the question. Will it? Will the media pick up on this? You know, this should be front page news. You know, the Wall Street Journal did a little bit. By the way, who owns the Wall Street Journal? News Corp. Yeah, seriously. Rupert Murdoch owns the Wall Street Journal now. You know, New York Times did a little bit. But again, we're not talking about, I mean, this is a sensational story. And Rupert Murdoch controls, you know, last year, I think in this country alone, made profit, $16 billion. That's a lot of money, folks. So it begs the question, if it is found, and which is why we have it as the poll question on Facebook today, the First Shift page, if it is found that they deliberately did this, should they dismantle their U.S. holdings, including Fox News? Again, I'm not naive. I'm not expecting anybody to call and say, yeah, get rid of Fox News. But you should be, and you should have been saying it years ago. Go to Media Matters for America. They got it all documented. Again, going back to the truth, facts, documented there. All right, very quickly before we get to the next break. A little later on this hour, hey, and I meant to ask you before the show started, Jeff, how do we say Ed's last name? Taznik, you think? Yeah, is the P silent?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Ed Taznik with United Way is going to be with us. We're going to talk about their efforts with organized labor, all right, to do some, you know, socially conscious things. And so we'll look forward to talking to my buddy Ed. And Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, will be with us. The GOP, you know, their head and shoulders candidate to run against Debbie Stabenow. Who is it? Well, it's a good question. And when we tell you the name, you're going to go, Anyway, we've got a lot of great stuff, a lot of open line time. And by the way, we do have four more copies of Get Up, Stand Up, the book to give away. So if you want a copy and you join us, then you can have one. That's that simple. We'll take the break here. We'll be back on First Shift. Stay with us.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. We look pretty good out there. Those on the Southfield Freeway heading through the construction zone between Grand River and Roughly, Michigan. We have only one lane open through there, but everything's moving along pretty well. Remember, it's closed completely from Grand River up toward M10. That's where you want to head over to Greenfield or Evergreen or even further west out toward Telegraph to make your way around it.
Drive through McDonald's and grab a new French vanilla frappe. It's a refreshing, slow-sipping experience that's full of sweet, rich vanilla flavor from the first sip to the last, topped with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. Try a new French vanilla frappe today. Only available at McDonald's.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for thunderstorms throughout the day. Our high near 91. Tonight we're going to have a chance of storms, a low near 74. Tomorrow mostly sunny and a high of 91. Right now it's already overcast and 77 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell.
For nearly 5 years, concerns about the oppression and killing of union leaders has held up the passage of a free trade agreement with Colombia. As that agreement moves closer to passage, human rights and labor activists here and in Colombia are making a last-ditch effort to stop the agreement, which they say will kill jobs and threaten communities in that country. Alice Olstein has more.
Faith and labor leaders gathered outside the White House with students, environmentalists, and human rights activists to protest the pending free trade agreement, or FTA, with Colombia. The marchers carried 51 black coffins to represent the unionists killed in Colombia in 2010. For Dan Willett of the Teamsters, it was an emotional experience.
I'm here, we're here in solidarity with the trade unionists and to commemorate their deaths and try to do something to stop it.
Dan Kovalik, the senior counsel of the United Steelworkers, took the mic at the rally to criticize President Obama for going back on his campaign promise to oppose the Colombia FTA.
Colombia didn't deserve a free trade agreement in 2008. As Barack Obama, the candidate, recognized, they don't deserve a free trade agreement now, as the president, Barack Obama, should realize.
Labor leader Marino Cordoba, who fled Colombia for his life in 1995, now works as an organizer for the SEIU in D.C. He says his people, Afro-Colombians in the region of Chocó, will be especially hurt if the agreement passes.
Because they are located in a region which is very rich in natural resources and biodiversity. So business owners, they want to develop a big scale of mega project in the region. So the free trade agreement will be a good opportunity for them to come and to take those land.
A new national movement is forming to protect and expand Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Doug Cunningham reports.
Caring Across Generations seeks to transform long-term care and to protect Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. The movement was launched with a day-long Care Congress in Washington, D.C. Caring Across Generations will call on Congress to stand with the millions of seniors and working families who depend on Medicare and Medicaid and don't want those programs cut. The movement plans Care Congresses in more than 15 cities over the next year to highlight the need to build up rather than tear down Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid while creating millions of new jobs. A coalition of more than 70 organizations are involved in Caring Across Generations, and over 700 people attended the launch of this new movement in Washington.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And First Shift, First Shift, First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Monday morning. Hope you're all well. You got to stay hydrated today. I don't care what you're doing. It's going to be one hot day. We are going to go to the phones. If you care to join us this early, feel free to do that. 888-552 3595. Again, the email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. We'll welcome Dave in Farmington. Dave, good morning. Thanks for punching in this early morning. How you doing today, Dave?
Oh, just fine. Already out in the middle of it, getting wet.
Yeah, absolutely. All you have to do is walk out, and it's all wet. That air's heavy today. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, yesterday morning I was watching the Chris Wallace program.
Yeah.
I tend to watch a little bit of it. I always want to know what the enemy's up to.
Absolutely.
And he posed the question, and gosh, for the life of me, I can't remember the Republican congressman.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
If there should be any investigations now that there's allegations that there was wiretapping into 9/11 victims and so on and so forth. And he was like, the Republican Party's already getting out in front of this going, oh no, we don't need any investigations, we got bigger things, and this really doesn't, you know, on the grand scale of things, this really doesn't matter. I guess they know the importance of the fourth state when it's working for them, but God forbid if that establishment should be dinged a little bit.
Well, yeah, I mean, had it had happened, let's say, at MSNBC or anywhere else for that matter, it comes as no surprise. You know, Dave, and I watch enough Fox News, you know, to know. I mean, I'm not just saying, I'm not repeating what other people say, or, you know, I'm not just reading what other people write. I mean, I watch Fox News from time to time. I, you know that they lean not just conservative in what they report, but in their guests. I mean, not that they don't have liberals on, they do from time to time, but they certainly don't give them the same respect, Dave, that they give the Republicans that they have on their shows. There's no question that's true. But you know, this is an ethical issue. It's a legal issue, and this is one of those issues that really should transcend party politics. Although it won't, it should, Dave.
Well, isn't there clauses with the FCC about integrity clauses?
Absolutely there are clauses like that. Yes, no, they need to, they will be measured against FCC guidelines, Dave. There's no question that's true. And maybe on the good news side of this, the FCC right now is slanted more Democrat than Republican because we have a Democrat in the office in the White House. And so, you know, they have a tendency, obviously, to appoint people of their own party to those very important. The FCC is a very important body. And so, yeah, no, there are certain tenets of FCC policy that they have to uphold. You know, there are ethical standards, Dave, that they have to uphold. And obviously, if it's found that they have not upheld them, then there has to be, you know, they have to be penalized in some way. Now, that's where it could get interesting, because I can't remember the last time the FCC, with the exception of the scandal during the Super Bowl when Janet Jackson's breast plopped out, you know, there was all that uproar about that. This, to me, is far more serious than that. So we'll see how they respond to that, Dave. It'll be really interesting to see how the FCC responds to all this. But they're going to have to do an investigation. There's no question that's true.
Of course, you know what'll happen once the FCC does start doing an investigation. The House will threaten to eliminate all funding.
Well, they don't actually. The federal government has to fund the FCC. They can't eliminate their budget. So that's the good news there, Dave. I do appreciate the call, though, and I didn't have a chance to watch Fox News Sunday, so appreciate you letting us know what they had to say. Well, as you know, on Friday, after the show, we knew that President Obama was giving a press conference. Now, Jeff, I don't know if you got home in time to watch that, or if you took the time to watch the press conference, because I know you were headed to your mom and dad's for the weekend. I did watch it, and I didn't get anything out of that press conference that I didn't already know, number one. The president said he was taking it to the people, and you'll remember Lee called from Farmington and said, you know, what does that mean? What do you think that's going to mean? Well, it meant exactly what I said it did. He just made his case to the people is what he did. And, you know, we didn't really hear a whole lot over the weekend from the political side of this. From the media side, we heard plenty. There's no question from the media side of this, we heard plenty of information. So let's go to some audio, and let's go with the Bob Schiffer and Marco Rubio audio there, Jeff.
Well, aren't you going to have to concede, though, Senator, that maybe the previous administration might have had a little something to do with the bad economy that the president inherited when he came into office? I mean, and the other part is when you
say... So when does it start getting better, Bob?
But, well, let me just ask you this. You keep saying that, you know, this is a surprise to everybody. I mean, the Treasury Secretary has been warning for months that we needed to do something about this. I'm not sure that's factually correct for you to say
the president's
that
plan?
You surprised everybody.
All right, so where's the president's plan? I've never seen a piece of paper with a president's name on it that's his plan to solve this problem. I've seen press conferences. I've seen lectures that he's given to the Congress. I've seen these press avails where the camera comes in and takes a bunch of pictures. I haven't seen a plan. Where is the president's plan?
All right, Marco Rubio from Florida. You know, Jeff, here's what I would say to him. Where's Congress's plan? You know, this is a shared responsibility. And, you know, the president does have a plan. Is it on paper? Well, I don't know that. I mean, it's not a specific proposal, but he does have a plan. It's called the budget. And the president, you know, submits a budget to Congress, which they approve, by the way. So he does have a plan, and Congress, by the way, did approve his budget. Now, again, for those of you that don't understand what the debt ceiling is doing, the debt ceiling is the way we go about borrowing money to pay for our bills for stuff we've already spent that money on, which Congress approved. Why? I don't understand why they just can't talk about this in a reasonable way. It's not like, as Americans, we don't know how this happened. We know how it happened. We know who's responsible. But what the Republicans have done, and I guess as a Democrat, I need to thank them. They have now focused everybody's attention on the economy, and now we know who is at fault, which is the Republican Party. And we also know that every time the president tries to fix it, Republicans are saying, no, we're not going to do it your way. It's either our way or we don't do it all.
But in such a non-clever way, McConnell, we heard the audio last week, said, oh, the president owns this debt now. It's all on him. Well, 2.5 years he's been in the office, he's going to erase a debt that was created way before he got here.
Well, what did Bill Maher call the Republicans? Yasser Arafat?
Yeah, you want to hear that clip?
Yeah, let's play that clip.
Well, here's what I don't understand, though, about this debt ceiling fight. It would be one thing for the Republicans, like this man, who I just read the quote, I don't know where it is, but he said, you know, have you no shame, sir? You're taking this country to hell on a handcart. That might make sense if Obama was at the table saying, you know what I want to do is spend more and more and more money. But actually, Obama has the biggest deficit reduction package at the table. This is what I don't understand. How come he's the one who wants to reduce the deficit so much, but he's the one who isn't getting them to sign on? It kind of reminds me of when Arafat was at the table in 2000 and the Israelis were willing to give him 97% of the West Bank, and he said no. So that's it, Republicans. There you go, Fox News, for your blogs this week. You Republicans are like Arafat.
There we go. I mean, it makes complete sense. We either want it all or we don't want anything. Now, the president, let's play devil's advocate here. The president's basically saying the same thing. I want it all or I want nothing. Except the president's plan does something that the Republicans are extremely uncomfortable with, and it raises revenue, which is another way of saying it raises taxes. And how many times have you now heard this statement in the last, I don't know, 5 or 6 days? It's not about revenue, it's about spending. It's about spending. It's about spending. It's about spending. It's not about revenue, it's about spending. You know, this is about spending, Bob. Bob, this is about spending. Okay, we get that. It is about spending, but it's also about revenue. And if you can cut spending by $1.5 trillion and increase revenue by $0.5 trillion, you have now created a reduction of $2 trillion. Why are you people having so much problem with the math? You know, I've always been under the impression that, you know, Republicans may not always be fair to logic, but they're fairly intelligent people.
You know, I was watching that same Fox show that that Dave called in about.
Yeah.
And they brought up that point. Well, it's $3 to one. Would you do a deal where you get cuts of $3, but you have to have revenues of a dollar? 3 to 1, would you do that deal? And the people that were on there, I mean, they did have some. They had someone from the Center of American Progress, and they had, you know, they had both sides represented, I suppose. But the Republican side was, yeah, it was skirting the issue. No, well, maybe, you know, it's like, no, would you do 3 to 1? You get 3 cuts to 1. Why is that not such a good deal?
Yeah, and that is a great question. Let me, you know, go back to Saturday. I was at the Troy Democratic Club and the 9th District Democratic Club picnic. And Congressman Gary Peters was there and addressed the debt ceiling question. And, you know, he clearly, you know, demonstrated to this crowd that was there, a rather substantial crowd, that Congress understands what needs to be done. When we come back from this break, I'm going to tell you what he said the problem was. The number 87 is a number you need to keep in mind, and we'll explain that on the other side of this. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. This is 1310 WDTW. You're listening to First Shift. I'm Tony Trupiano. We will be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, are you a flake?
Well, I think that would be insulting.
But you understand when I say that's what the rap on you is.
On 1310
WDTW. Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org, and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
I love bagels.
Who doesn't? But finding a really good, genuine bagel used to be so hard.
Till now.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels is bringing true bagels back to Detroit. Head over to
www.savethebagels.com.
Then donate and try some bagels today. Traditional bagels such as poppy seed and plain. Small batch bagels like rosemary and dried cherry chocolate. They have it all at www.savethebagels.com.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels. The start of something locally delicious. Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
Salesmanship to the American people. The American people are sold.
The American people are sold. I just want to repeat this.
The debate would have been different. You have Republicans October. You have Republican senators signed on.
Chuck, you have 80% of the American people who support a balanced approach. 80% of the American people support an approach that includes revenues and includes cuts. So the notion that somehow the American people aren't sold is not the problem. The problem is members of Congress are dug in ideologically.
And they are. And they are. And so this goes back to what I was saying before the break. Congressman Gary Peters talked about the Tea Party members of Congress. By the way, they're all freshmen. So they're all first terms. 87 of them, first term, that are saying definitively, ideologically, they will not vote. They will not vote to raise the debt ceiling, no matter what. Now, Jeff, this is the problem, and this is how it became politicized, no matter what. So according to these members of the Tea Party, there is literally nothing that can be done for them to vote to raise the debt ceiling. Now, we don't need those 87 votes, but the point is made. No matter what, Jeff, they will not vote to raise the debt ceiling. What the hell kind of leadership is that?
It's like a robot. They're just going to do what they're programmed to do. They were told. Are they the part of the group that was signed the pledge?
Yeah.
The pledge that they will never raise taxes.
Yeah, absolutely.
No matter if the good of the country, if it's for the good of the country, which is why they were elected, you know, basically to represent the people and to be for the good of the country.
Absolutely.
They will not raise taxes.
Absolutely.
That's basically ridiculous.
Which is basically what Congressman Peters said. It makes no sense. But they were elected. They were elected. They were legitimately elected to represent their district in Congress. And so it makes you wonder what kind of districts are they coming from when you elect leaders who will not compromise.
Well, maybe they're only one-trick ponies then, because maybe they campaigned on one thing, and then when they get in office, people finally realize, well, wait a minute, it's not what we bargained for here.
Well, it'll make you wonder, and we'll see, obviously, in 2012 what happens to those numbers. But it's crazy. Now, very quickly, I want to get this in because I've got some announcements to make as well. Representative Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, who I've had the pleasure of interviewing many times, she's a Democrat from Texas, had the following to say about the debt ceiling.
Why are we trying to reinvent the wheel? All economists will say you don't make immediate cuts in this fiscal year. You project them out, just like budget and households. They move out. They do what they're going to do for the month of June, and then for the month of July, and then for the month of August. But no, I am particularly sensitive to the fact that only this president, only this one has received the kind of attacks and disagreements and inability to work. Only this one. Read between the lines. What is different about this president that should put him in a position that he should not receive the same kind of respectful treatment of when it is necessary to raise the debt limit in order to pay our bills, something required by both statute and the 14th Amendment? Why isn't it addressed in the manner? It's all right to disagree or agree on the balanced budget amendment. It's all right to talk about how we're going to appropriate. In fact, in this House, the Republicans are getting their way, gutting and cutting everything that we can find. It's all right to have that disagreement. That is the give and take of democracy. When you win, you're the majority. And if we can't find a way to agree together, then the majority wins. I understand that. But I do not understand what I think is the maligning and maliciousness of this president. Why is he different? And in my community, that is the question that we raise. In the minority community, that is the question that is being raised. Why is this president being treated so disrespectfully? Why has the debt limit been raised 60 times? Why does the leader of the Senate continually talk about his job is to bring the president down to make sure he's unelected? It's 2011. It's not 2012. You need to play those politics in 2012, not now.
Couldn't agree more. And we know that Mitch McConnell said on Thursday last week basically said the president's stupid, doesn't have the intelligence to do this job. I mean, at what level, folks, are you not making that connection? I mean, we really, really need to start paying attention to the dialogue and then pay attention to the action. And if you apply the action to the dialogue, then you suddenly see the truth. That we still have a white man's mentality that says, we don't want black men to succeed in this country, especially at this level. Well, it's too late. Folks, Barack Obama is president of the United States, will probably be fairly easily reelected. But you get over it already. Stop getting in the way of the progress of this country because of your racist and bigoted attitudes. Because that is a percentage of what's going on here. Some of the blame belongs in that category. Sadly true. We need to get over our big bag selves. We really do. All right, we'll have time to explore these issues a little bit later on in the show as well. I just do want to get to some information before we get away in this hour. I want to remind you that Stephanie Miller, who is on immediately following First Shift every day, is going to be coming to Detroit on August 20th. Now, I'll have a lot more details tomorrow. We're putting together a really dynamic ticket promotion for you guys to save you some money. We're going to have some tickets to give away soon enough. The Sexy Liberal Tour is stopping in Detroit. And I'm going to warn you, she has been selling out everywhere she goes. So if you want to go to the show, do not wait to win tickets. You're going to have to buy them. And you can buy them at Ticketmaster, listen to the commercial. We've got, again, more of this announcement's coming up. Stephanie will be joining me a couple times between now and August 20th, which is when the show is, at the Detroit Opera House. But very, very excited to be helping Stephanie Miller promote, you know, her Sexy Liberal Tour. And, she's not for everyone, just like I'm not for everybody, you know. Not everybody's for everybody, but I happen to think she's incredibly smart, a beautiful woman. And, obviously she's been very, very successful. All right, some announcements, because we're running out of time. Next Monday, July 25th, at 12 noon at the Cadillac Place, which is the former General Motors headquarters, there is a group of people meeting there to fight the bogus attacks on State of Michigan employees. So if you would like to join them in solidarity to send Governor Snyder a message loud and clear, show up next Monday, 12 noon, at the Cadillac Place building, the former GM headquarters. The Bloomfield Lakes Democratic Annual Picnic is also on July 24th, which is a Sunday, from 12 to 3. And I'll get you some more information on that as we work our way through the day. And the Community Democratic Club Ice Cream Social is this Wednesday. Jeff, you're right. We got to figure out a way to do this. I got too many announcements. I want to get them out. I really do. So I'll have to come back to this stuff. I really will. We've got some great guests coming up a little later on. So we're going to take the break here. Diane Cross coming up, CNN with Headline News. Stay where you're at, folks. First Shift continues after this quick break.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update still looks pretty good as you're coming down I-75 near M-59, trying to get all the way down to 696. We're doing okay through there. That long stretch, a lot of drivers take that into the Reuther. It's getting a little bit heavier just right there in pockets, a little bit down to 9 Mile, and then eases up as you head in toward the Davison and try to make your way in toward downtown.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for thunderstorms throughout the day. Our high near 91. Tonight we're going to have a chance of storms, a low near 74. Tomorrow mostly sunny and a high of 91. Right now it's already overcast and 77 degrees at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to his segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Top story this hour, Britain's House of Commons will hear from media giant Rupert Murdoch tomorrow about the growing phone hacking scandal. Prime Minister David Cameron, who's now in South Africa, says he may extend the hearing so he can be there.
I think it may well be right to have Parliament meet on Wednesday so I can make a further statement, update the House on the final parts of this judicial inquiry, and answer any questions that arise from what is being announced today and tomorrow.
Senator Dick Durbin, who was on NBC's Meet the Press, called for a congressional and FBI investigation into the scandal surrounding Rupert Murdoch's media empire.
What's going on in England is startling, to think of the extent that they went to break the law to try to report a story.
London Police Commissioner Paul Stevenson is resigning over the phone hacking scandal. No significant progress is reported in the talks about raising the country's debt limit. The deadline is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Congressman Jim Jordan told Fox News Sunday Republicans won't go along with tax increases and a promise for future spending cuts.
This is Lucy and Charlie Brown, the football, and the American people have said, we're not falling for that game anymore. We're not going to let you promise spending cuts later to raise taxes now.
Republicans are pushing a constitutional amendment that would require a balanced budget. Many experts are losing confidence in the economic recovery. Sean Dubravac with the National Association for Business Economics tells us about the results of their latest survey.
We've hit a soft spot in the economy, and that is showing up in the results of the survey. Some of the companies are reporting that they're being a bit more conservative, if you will, in their expectations.
The outlook for hiring is actually improving. General David Petraeus officially transferred command in Afghanistan to Marine Lieutenant General John Allen today. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start, where right now all special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. That's a nice price break on one of the most trusted names in windows, which means you can build with the best quality products and still lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can grow a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 24th, U.S. only.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One of the credit rating agencies threatening to cut the U.S. government's AAA score if the debt ceiling is not raised is offering up a suggestion. Just get rid of the debt ceiling. This morning, Moody's Investor Service says the mere existence of the law mandating congressional approval of U.S. debt limits creates unnecessary periodical uncertainty, and to drop it would be reassuring. Most nations do not have statutory limits on government debt. Sentiment is souring on economic growth this year. The latest quarterly survey by the National Association of Business Economists this morning finds 76% of business leaders think the economy will grow at least 2% the next 6 months. That's down from near unanimity, 94%, who thought the same thing a quarter ago. Japan's Nikkei closed today for a holiday. Most Asian markets down. Europe's markets down 1% or more as debt worries keep building. S&P futures losing 10 points, NASDAQ futures down 20 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
My daughter swims like she's part fish, but when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There are lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Through July 30th, save on all Goodyear tires and receive up to $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Special financing available. And get a $21.99 oil change with coupon and no shop fees. Plus, automotive batteries are as low as $49.98. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Merriman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of the little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Every minute matters.
It's about taking action that makes a real difference in real people's lives.
Time to engage.
How does it feel to wake up this morning and be the most hated man in Michigan?
Target locked.
I have a bold vision for Michigan's future.
And people are saying that while they're getting this huge break, well, I don't believe that's really true. Shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice.
Ready the Snyder Fighter.
It is time for a new era. It is time for
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome, everybody. Hour two of this Monday program. If you're just joining us, thanks for punching in this morning. We've got a lot to get to, and I'm always happy that you join us. You know, Jeff, I got to tell you, I was out at the Troy Democratic Club and the 9th Congressional District picnic on Saturday, as you know. And lots of listeners there, met a lot of our listeners. It was really, really nice to meet the people that listen to the show. And there were a lot of them. I mean, a lot of people were there were regular listeners to the show. In fact, a couple people had walked by and went, "Are you Tony Trupiano?" I went, "Yeah." Well, I recognize that voice. So it was really kind of neat.
I recognize you by the voice?
By the voice.
By the new truck.
You know, actually, somebody, and I think it was Dean in Rochester, but somebody actually placed a note on my windshield underneath my windshield wiper that said, "Nice truck, Union made."
There you go, getting recognized.
Yes, it was. By the way, did I tell you I got a new truck? I guess I did, yeah.
Yeah, I think I've seen it once, maybe.
It's nice. I posted it to Facebook, right? Have you noticed that I got more response for that picture than anything else we've ever posted on Facebook?
So you're not the only one who's excited about it.
No, obviously not. A lot of people were excited about my new truck. And I'm more in love with it today than the day that I brought her home. No, I'm not going to name my truck. I swear to God, I'm not going to. If I did that, Jeff, I know you'd never let me live it down.
That'd be awesome.
So if I do name it, you won't know. That's all I have to say. By the way, Jeff's got a birthday coming up on Wednesday. We got to figure out what we're going to do for your birthday.
That's right. I'll take a new truck.
Besides that. Well, that's fine. I'll give your dad a call and tell him you'd like a new truck for your birthday. Good luck with that, pal. Anyway, I want to remind folks, if they would like to join us during this hour, the toll-free number, 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. And, you know, another facet to labor that I'd like to introduce you to. You know, it's not just about negotiating contracts and protecting people in the workplace. It's not just about organizing, which is obviously an important function of what unions do. It's not just about political leadership, because they provide plenty of that. But there's also a charitable aspect to organized labor, and we don't spend enough time talking about it. So let me turn my attention to my guest at this hour. Joining us now is Ed Potasnik. Ed is the Labor Department Coordinator for the United Way of Southeastern Michigan, and he joins us today to talk about something coming up, but kind of give us a bigger overview of, as well as the organized labor's relationship to the United Way. And, Ed, I want to welcome you to the show. It's nice to talk to you.
Morning, Tony. How's everybody?
Everybody's doing great, and I'm happy that you're here with us today. Ed, if you would, before we talk a little bit about, you know, what you've got coming up on August 4th, and I know that the United Way is involved in a lot of things, tell me about the relationship between the United Way and organized labor here in Southeast Michigan.
Well, first of all, I want to say over 60 years ago, organized labor and United Way created a partnership. And in the early 50s, they decided to have a labor representative. And that expanded, and now we have 20 of them in the state and about 180 of them throughout the country. And what happens is we're programmatically responsible to the labor unions, but we're administratively responsible to the United Ways. And what happens if labor has a problem, like in the last 5 years, we've been inundated with plant closings and layoffs, what we'll do is get together, we'll get 10 to 20 health and human service agencies, and we'll get a hold of the facility. They'll contact us, actually, and then we'll put on presentations and try to transition to folks that are in crisis to give them some type of help. Some of the agencies are, of course, state agencies, unemployment, Michigan Works, that kind of a thing, DHS, Department of Human Services. We also get Legal Aid and Defender and other ones that can provide assistance. They'll do a five-minute presentation, perhaps, to everybody on the type of services they can provide. And then we pass out layoff kits. And in the last 5.5-6 years, we passed out over 40,000 layoff kits. So that's a tough road to hoe, but it's something that a service we provide, and we do it. It's tough. These are tough times when you get people calling you from their car because they don't no longer have a house and they need help. It's a tough road to hoe. Labor. Organized labor, it's a pleasure working with them because they're some of the most generous folks I know. Let me tell you, one thing, when they were going through that, General Motors and Chrysler, when they had the crises and they were facing the bankruptcy issue, we put out a request from United Way of America to find out just under Gettlefinger's administration, and this is just UAW folks throughout the United States. Under his leadership, they gave $27 million to the United Ways around the countries, and all that money went back to help the communities. So they're unsung heroes, but nobody praises them. Nobody knows about it. They're out there. We have a wheelchair ramp program at United Way called the Ray West Memorial Ramp Project. In 2004, it came about after Ray worked for 10 years at the United Way building wheelchair ramps and he passed from cancer. They renamed the project ramp the Ray West Memorial Ramp Project. Since that time, we've had built 175 ramps, I want to say, and 1,600 labor volunteers were some of the volunteers that were involved helping make this program a success.
Yeah, man, and Ed Potasnik, it's obvious that there is this great relationship between labor and the United Way. And you'd mentioned the UAW, and I want to point out, the UAW is one of a vast number of unions that are involved in United Way projects.
You're exactly right. That's the tip of the iceberg. You got, you have electrical workers. They get involved with Thaw. I'm on the board of Thaw. They do a golf outing. They raise $34,000 a year to help get utility bills paid for the members. You've got the pipe fitters. They get out there and do a lot of, they had one, heat's on, water's off, something like that. They had a program, and there's a lot of stuff that they do, aside from, regular money donations. They do a lot of in-kind work, in-kind gifts, and many hours are involved in that. And if you could define that into monies, you're talking millions of dollars. Go ahead.
Well, I just again, I think it's important that people understand that there is this great relationship, and the unions, no matter how stressed they are, no matter how taxed they are, no matter how much they are needed. They always find time to be charitable, and I know that you spend a great deal of time. I mean, I can't even imagine how many weeks. I can't imagine you've ever worked a 40-hour week in your life, and I know how hard you work.
Well, you do it from your heart, and there's folks that they appreciate it. You wouldn't believe they appreciate it, but it's about taking care of folks. It's about caring about them, and I learned that early on.
Absolutely. Now, you've got something coming up on August 4th, on Thursday, August 4th, that we want to let the audience know about.
Yeah, we have our 10th annual labor campaign kickoff. It's going to be held at the Detroit Science Center. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. You want to be there at 10 o'clock. We charge $15 for adults, and children under 6 are free. And we're going to have that's going to include a lunch, a short program. We always have a nice program. We're going to have some labor leaders speaking. We're going to have some top leadership from United Way, and our campaign chair has been invited. This year's campaign chair has been invited to speak. And then we're going to have some door prizes. It's a good event. Again, this is our 10th year. We get a pretty good crowd, and we want to invite the community out to enjoy it with us. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're hoping to get a nice crowd out there.
And if somebody wants to do that, Ed, where will they go to get information or to buy tickets?
The best way to do it is to call Vanessa Williams at 313-226-9217.
All right, that's 313-226-9217. That's Vanessa Williams. And just tell her that you are interested in getting tickets for the event at the Science Center, and you can do that. And is there a website we can send people to as well? They can get more information.
No, I don't have that available.
That's fine. You know, again, just want to, you know, people understand that the relationship between organized labor and the United Way, and organized labor gives back in so many different ways, Ed. And I just, again, it's a story that's not often told, but it's an important part of the story. I mean, you had mentioned 40,000. Unemployment kits. I mean, I can't even fathom how important that is for those folks. And again, this is all, you know, organized between, you know, the organized labor and the United Way of Southeast Michigan. Ed, I want to thank you for being with us today and sharing a little bit, just a little bit of what that you do on a daily basis. And I know it's all about relationships, and I would hope that we can have you back again sometime real soon.
I'll be happy to do that. But one more thing, Tony. When they leave that message for Vanessa at 313-226-9217, she may not get back with them. Please have patience, because she gets busier than a three-legged cat in a windstorm.
Ed Potasnick once again, and we'll make sure we get this information out all day long, and we'll actually post it to our Facebook page as well. Ed, thanks so much again for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Tony, and God bless you.
Always a pleasure. Ed's just a genuine article. He's a real deal. No, very few people work as hard as Ed does. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be open lines for the balance of this hour. So what's on your mind? You want to talk debt ceiling? You want to talk Fox News? We got a lot on the agenda. We'll be back. We'll take the break here on First Shift. This is 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Trujillo.
Malia and Sasha finish their homework a day ahead of time. Malia's 13, Sasha's 10. They don't wait until the night before. They're not pulling all-nighters. If you know you've got to do something, just do it.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes pretty good news along I-96 to the Jeffries. Drivers are finding that they're moving pretty well off of 275 as you head out toward Farmington, Merriman, Telegraph, out to Southfield Freeway. A little busy just right there at the interchange. And then as you head past that, trying to get down toward I-94 and into downtown, we look like we're in pretty good shape that whole route.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. There is a chance of thunderstorms off and on throughout the day. Our high near 92. Tonight, possible storms, a low near 74. Tomorrow, though, all sun and a high near 91. Right now, Metro Airport, we have overcast skies. Our temperature, 78 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Micro here talking with Jim Twitchell, a real live Ford service technician, about the importance of scheduled maintenance. But really, Jim, everybody knows it's important, right?
Scheduled maintenance is important. That's what keeps your car running at optimum performance.
Get an oil change and much more with the Works Fuel Saver Package. $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
So you're kind of like a car doctor.
Definitely a car doctor.
Are you soothing? Do you have a good car side manner?
Most cars tell me so.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/11.
Start your engines, Detroit, because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA. On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full-torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy tee.
I want to get back to Michigan, and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
I love bagels.
Who doesn't? But finding a really good, genuine bagel used to be so hard.
Till now.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels is bringing true bagels back to Detroit. Head over to
www.savethebagels.com.
Then donate and try some bagels today. Traditional bagels such as poppy seed and plain. Small batch bagels like rosemary and dried cherry chocolate. They have it all at www.savethebagels.com.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels. The start of something locally delicious.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595.
First Chip with Tony Trupiano.
On 1310 WDTW.
And welcome back. I am Tony Trupiano. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Now, Jeff, I know that you spent Saturday with your parents. I know you had to work here yesterday, right?
Well, I worked for the station, not here. But
well, yeah. the station is here.
Well, I know, but we're on location in downtown Detroit.
Oh, okay. All right. So it was for DFN?
Yes, sir.
What was the remote about?
It's like a post-game show for the Tigers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's where we first heard Inge's comments. But, yeah, Saturday was an all-day family event. My parents had the extended family out there, and we were out in the boat. We played. Have you ever played pickleball?
No.
Pickleball, we played that, and that's an incredibly fun game. So
do tell.
It's like a smaller version of tennis. I guess it's popular, you know. These games come out of, like, the retirement communities down in Florida, and they slowly make their way up here. Okay, so it's like you get a slightly bigger paddle than you do on a ping pong table, but it's like you get a wiffle ball from wiffle ball back when you were a kid,
right?
And this small little net. It's a smaller version of tennis, and you and partner play. But man, it's a heck of a game. It's pretty fun.
All right, and knowing your competitive nature, how did you do?
I picked the best guy out there, my cousin. I mean, we're both young, strapping young lads, and we wrecked everyone we played. So. Okay. To the point where my other cousins and aunts were like, this isn't even fair anymore. Why don't you guys split up? And so finally we ended up having to do that.
Okay, so they just couldn't handle the fact that they don't have the skill set.
Right. That's how we do things, though. You know, I always try and pick the best guy on my team.
Yeah, and somehow that doesn't surprise me. And, I'm glad that you didn't beat up your relatives so badly that they don't want to be related to you anymore.
Close, though.
Well, when you said, they started complaining that it's just not fair. That's when people stop playing, and that's probably when you went, all right, I want to continue to play. I guess I'll have to suck one up. And...
Right.
Well, we had my two of my three sisters over yesterday. My nephew Michael, who's just a little wild man. You know, we've got the pool, as you know, and so it was a great pool day yesterday. No question about that. My niece Avery, who is 4.5 years old, yesterday actually she told me yesterday She was 4 years, 4 months, and 4 days old yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. So the 444, which is certainly not 666. There's a big difference. But, yes, she said, ask me how old I am. So how old are you? 4 years, 4 months, and 4 days old. Okay. So that's, you know, that's, we actually had a very nice time. I really enjoy my family, so we had a great time. And my nephew, Michael, I don't think he was out of the pool except to eat the entire afternoon. They got there about noon and left a little after 5, and I think he was out of the pool. And in fact, my sister had told him, hey, it's time to go, you know, dry off, get ready. And all of a sudden, he kind of saunters away, and my sister says, where are you going? He goes, no, nowhere. Where are you going? Just to put my feet in the pool. No, you're not. It's time. He just did not want us to come out of that pool.
That's how I kind of feel like I'm still 5 years old when I go back to the apartment, and we have a pool at the complex, you know. And it's actually it's a pretty large pool. But it's if no one is around, you know, and I jump in the pool, it's like I'm 5 years old again. I don't want to come back out.
No, I totally understand. I spent the entire day, not the entire day in the pool, but I was in the pool quite a bit. I worked all morning long. You know, I got to do the paperwork stuff and pay the bills and that kind of stuff. So I did that in the morning, and then I spent all afternoon out by the pool. And then again, my power went off twice during the afternoon, and I thought, man, the second time it was off for 20 minutes, and I thought, this is not going to go well, because I had my show prep to do. I mean, you had sent me, you know, what I needed earlier on in the afternoon, which was wonderful, so I thought, okay, well, I know exactly what I got to do. And then the power went off, and I went, oh, man, this is going to be rough, you know, but it did, thank God, it went back on. I was more worried about preparing for the show than I was about air conditioning, because the basement would have stayed cool enough. I could have just hung out down there all night, I mean, without television, but I would have got over it. But that didn't work out that way for me. But others in Dearborn Heights, not so much. They're still without power, some of them.
This is like the worst time too. When you wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and it's almost 80 degrees, those are the nights that you need AC. You know, you need electricity.
Well, yeah. Didn't you tell me you were doing that debate? You know, should I turn it off when I go to work? Because to me, it's going to work as hard to cool it off once you get home. If you leave it on, at least you know it's going to be cool, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Well, plus, yeah, anything that I have laying, all the food I have, like, is that's not in the refrigerator, but is still, like, room temperature's fine for it, that all melted or, you know, is feeling the heat.
Well, yeah, the fruit. I mean, we ended up putting, we usually leave the fruit out, of course, in a bowl. On the kitchen table, we had to put it in the fridge because it's been warm enough, even in the house, and even though we have air conditioning, it's been warm enough where the fruit's been, turning pretty quickly. So, yeah, we had to do that. All right, folks, if you go to our First Shift Facebook page, you're going to see a little bit of the ways down, a story that I found yesterday in the Detroit Free Press. Now, the website, if you don't have Facebook, the website you want to go to is UpperMichiganSource.com, UpperMichiganSource.com, and there's a story that the headline is, Artwork on Display in Marquette Sparks Controversy. Now, Jeff found this very, very interesting, very interesting, and we're gonna play some of the audio after the break, but I want to set this up before we do that. I've been a little surprised by the response on Facebook. But the response online has been really fascinating, right down party lines. Now, this will make much more sense to you after we play the audio and we talk about it in detail. But it does bring up an interesting First Amendment conversation, in my opinion. The right to free speech, how we define that. Now, the Supreme Court has had to define and redefine and ultra-define free speech multiple times throughout their history. And it is always interesting because when you have a political point of view, now I understand some people are apolitical, so some of these arguments kind of go over some people's heads. But when you're not apolitical, when you have a political point of view, sometimes what is, you know, deemed free speech can be quite offensive to you if you don't agree with it, obviously. I love the conversation that evokes. Now, listen, it's worked for me and against me throughout my radio career. You know, there have been stuff that people have done in the name of quote-unquote art that I didn't find, you know, very funny, or I thought it was quite offensive, yet it is protected under the First Amendment. There's no question that's true. But we're talking about the west side of the state, it's more conservative over there, and that means more Republican, not Republicans, more Republican. And so the reaction's been kind of interesting. So when we come back from the break, we're going to play the audio, but I want you, folks, I want you to go over there and check it out if you can on Facebook, First Shift. And our poll question of the day, by the way, has to do with Fox News. I'll get to that in just a second. Or you can go to, again, UpperMichiganSource.com, UpperMichiganSource.com. Okay, the Facebook First Shift poll question of the day is a simple question. As you know, most of you know, Rupert Murdoch's got himself a little bit of a bind. Hacking cell phones. Well, it is discovered that News Corp hacked into the cell phones of 9/11 victims and family members to gain an information advantage, should they be forced to dismantle Murdoch's media empire in the U.S., including Fox News? That's the question. By the way, if you haven't liked us yet on Facebook, please go ahead and do that. Send your friends and family there as well. We're on that quest to 1,000, and we're stuck in the mid-500s. You got to help us out on that. We're going to take the quick break. We'll come back, really get into this story of what happened in Marquette. I'm Tony Trupiano. We'll be back. Stay with us.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, includes, unfortunately, an earlier car fire in 94 westbound. Just before I-75, drivers who are trying to come into the interchanges, you're seeing some slowdowns because of this earlier vehicle fire. Look for emergency crews, folks trying to help out. So we are going to have some traffic backed up on 94 as you're coming in from the east side, heading west on I-94, trying to get in towards 75.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, there is a chance of thunderstorms throughout the day. Our high near 92. Tonight, thunderstorms possible, a low near 74. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high near 91. Last check at Metro Airport, still overcast, and we're at 78 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell.
For nearly 5 years, concerns about the oppression and killing of union leaders has held up the passage of a free trade agreement with Colombia. As that agreement moves closer to passage, human rights and labor activists here and in Colombia are making a last-ditch effort to stop the agreement, which they say will kill jobs and threaten communities in that country. Alice Olstein has more.
Faith and labor leaders gathered outside the White House with students, environmentalists, and human rights activists to protest the pending free trade agreement, or FTA, with Colombia. The marchers carried 51 black coffins to represent the unionists killed in Colombia in 2010. For Dan Willett of the Teamsters, it was an emotional experience.
I'm here, we're here in solidarity with the trade unionists and to commemorate their deaths and try to do something to stop it.
Dan Kovalik, the senior counsel of the United Steelworkers, took the mic at the rally to criticize President Obama for going back on his campaign promise to oppose the Colombia FTA.
Colombia didn't deserve a free trade agreement in 2008. As Barack Obama, the candidate, recognized, they don't deserve a free trade agreement now, as the president, Barack Obama, should realize.
Labor leader Marino Cordoba, who fled Colombia for his life in 1995, now works as an organizer for the SEIU in D.C. He says his people, Afro-Colombians in the region of Chocó, will be especially hurt if the agreement passes.
Because they are located in a region which is very rich in natural resources and biodiversity. So business owners, they want to develop a big scale of mega project in the region, so the free trade agreement will be a good opportunity for them to come and to take those land.
A new national movement is forming to protect and expand Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Doug Cunningham reports.
Caring Across Generations seeks to transform long-term care and to protect Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. The movement was launched with a day-long Care Congress in Washington, D.C. Caring Across Generations will call on Congress to stand with the millions of seniors and working families who depend on Medicare and Medicaid and don't want those programs cut. The movement plans care congresses in more than 15 cities over the next year to highlight the need to build up rather than tear down Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid while creating millions of new jobs. A coalition of more than 70 organizations are involved in Caring Across Generations, and over 700 people attended the launch of this new movement in Washington.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
Artwork in Marquette Air Arts and Cultural Center at the Peter White Public Library is causing quite a stir, calling four governors, including Governor Rick Snyder, fascists. Should it be allowed to stay up, or is the work protected by freedom of speech? Fox UP's Nikki Junowitz reports.
I'm concerned about the erosion of democracy in this country, primarily in Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, and Florida.
That's what inspired Marquette artist Sean Michael Stimmick to create this political poster. And gallery officials say it's the most controversial piece of art they've ever had on their walls. Images of Ohio Governor John Kasich, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, Florida Governor Rick Scott, and Michigan Governor Rick Snyder surround a fascist eagle and the GOP elephant, which represents the party affiliation of each governor.
I use the term fascism because of the corporate influence in the state government right now, and even to an extent in the federal government.
The piece is one of 13 by Stimmick in the gallery, and he says they're all deeply political. This one is just more upfront about it, calling for the recall of the governors. And whereas some think the poster sends an important message, others may disagree.
Well, I object to hate speech in all of its forms, and that poster, really, I can't see anybody considering it art. It's a political ad, call to action, and just filled with hate.
Gallery officials say they used a variety of criteria when evaluating the piece, and it didn't violate any of them. They did put a disclaimer up indicating that the views expressed by the artist do not reflect that of the gallery. Gallery officials tell me that at this point, there's no plans to have the piece taken down, and in the future, they'll use the same criteria they used to evaluate this piece for future works of art.
There's emotions that are out there for lots of pieces that we have throughout the year, and this is only one of them.
The exhibit will be on display until July 29th. In Marquette, Nikki Junowitz, Fox, UP News.
All right, and so there you go. I mean, that's just the way they've laid it out pretty neatly. Now Jeff, you've looked at it, and, you know, I've looked at it, and certainly, do I find it distasteful? No, I find it to be social commentary. I mean, if we look at it as art, my definition of it would be social commentary. It's a form of social commentary based on some people's perception. That's all it is. To me, that's all it is. Are these guys fascist? Well, you know, we can debate that.
It didn't seem hateful, like the one guy said. It didn't seem disrespectful. Like I said, I mean, I tried to put it in perspective of, well, what if it was somebody, you know, what if it was a Democrat? What if it was somebody that, you know, I would find slightly offensive? But if they did it in this way, where the pictures were drawn to scale, like, it looks like a portrait. It's not like a caricature or a cartoon where it's like, you know, the ears are blown way out of proportion for Obama or what have you. Then you can start to say, okay, well, maybe, you know, it's artistic, but it's also poking fun. I mean, maybe it's making a statement, I don't know, but it shouldn't be, you know, you should look at it and say, okay, I get it, they think he's fascist, that's his opinion, that's his right as an artist.
Right, and that's exactly the way I see it. Now, you know, listen, I went to Camp Dearborn a couple weeks ago, and driving through Milford, and there's this, somebody's got a huge sign up in front of their house that's, you know, it's like the name Obama with the circle and the line through it, you know, no socialism. So, you know, is he a socialist? You know, we can go, you know, we could go after that. Is he indeed a socialist? Well, you know, again, do you find that offensive? Was that sign offensive? Well, no, it's there, that an individual voter's rights to see and to express themselves as seeing Obama as a socialist or Democrats as socialists. You know, it's just, you know, the dialogue has certainly changed. And there's no question that's true. And we were talking earlier about, you know, racism in politics. It's again rearing its ugly head. You know, but I find it also fascinating at the same time. We've got this undercurrent. And you know, again, it's about going back to follow the money. You know, it goes back to that. And if we follow the money, we had a record amount of people give to Obama's reelection campaign. $86 million in the last quarter. That's insane. I mean, it's an insane amount of money, and we're not even close to the election yet.
Well, thinking about the audio we played, did you see any hate or call to action from this piece of art?
No, this poster is not, it's not a call to action. It is a statement. That's all it is a statement. Period. That's all it is. So, I understand where people would be uncomfortable with it. I'm not saying that, Jeff. I understand where people aren't. You know, politically, they're uncomfortable with it. I get it. But, you know, this is, it's a statement. It's a piece of artwork that it expresses a certain point of view. That's all it is. It's no more than that. It's not like, you know, they're going to be making copies of this and you're going to see them on telephone, you know, poles all over town. It's a one piece of art in a show in Muskegon.
Well, and that's a good
point. In Marquette, I'm sorry.
It's a good point you make that if they wouldn't have made such a big deal out of this, how many people, we wouldn't be talking about it unless there was a news report and then it got, you know, viral onto the internet and everything.
Right. That's exactly what happened. So, yeah, you're right. It you know, oftentimes it's kind of like what the Republicans have done with the debt ceiling. You know, they've now focused us on the economy. And we would not have been as focused on the economy had the Republicans not made such a big deal out of something that we have just automatically see happen over and over and over again, which is raise the debt ceiling. But because the Republicans had to make such a big deal out of it, well, it is what it is. All right, we're going to go to the phones, 888-552-3595. Let's go to Doris in Flint. Doris, welcome back to First Shift. Thanks for punching in with us this morning.
Hi, I'm glad I picked you up now that I'm down here. I just wanted to say they're talking about this picture, this painting, and then the word socialism, which I have found that most people don't even know what it means.
Actually, they're saying fascism, Doris, just so you know, it's fascism what they're talking
about.
Right.
I heard that, but then somebody there mentioned that they called Obama a socialist.
Yes.
By putting a picture. Okay. So most of them don't know what socialism is, and most of them don't know what fascism is, but the issue of Obama, like, being a socialist, would Wall Street have given more money to Obama than to McCain if they really saw him as a socialist? That's number one question, which they did, okay? They wouldn't give money to somebody they thought was a socialist. The other thing is, if you're any to the left of the far right wing falling off the cliff, they call you a socialist. So that's where the context
Well,
is.
You're right there, Doris. You couldn't be more correct there. All right.
And so they don't even know what it means. But the other thing, the fascism, when they're talking about this picture, just with their, you know, the pictures of these people around an eagle, which supposedly represents fascism. Well, the whole thing is, when Republicans were found sending pictures around that they had to apologize for, with Obama with a bone through his nose, and then Obama with watermelons all over the White House lawn, and then Obama dressed up like a Ubangi or somebody jumping up and down, that was hateful and that was, you know, very racist. Now, if they just paint the pictures of these guys around the symbol of what they see as fascism, first, all that idea that man said of hatefulness, I don't see that in it either. But people don't know what fascism really means either, how the corporations are the government, more or less, because the government's so entwined with the corporations. That's what fascism is. And fascism really wasn't what, you know, Hitler had, and communism wasn't what Stalin had, but most people don't know that. They were just a bunch of dictators. They don't really know what those words mean. But I wanted to say, I think that picture, first, doesn't represent hate. Number two, if fascism and corporations being intertwined, I mean, the government and the corporations being kind of one, and we have certainly much more of that with the lobbyists buying our legislators and then voting for them. That's certainly closer to fascism than anything's going on in terms of socialism.
Doris, you're 100% right. You explained that perfectly. You absolutely explained that perfectly. And so, again, I see this as a piece of art that's making a political statement. That's all I see, Doris. I don't see anything more than that.
And I agree with you, but another thing I wanted to say, like, the if you're any to the left, whatever that means, of the far right falling off the cliff, anything that you criticize them for, or you put up like this picture, obviously is not a hate picture, it's trying to make a statement, which may be accurate in terms of what these people that are surrounding the eagle are representing. I mean, that may be reflecting what we're seeing. I think it's basically true. They attack that with such vociferousness as if you had just burned somebody alive. That's what I mean. Their reaction is so extreme that that's what bothers me. They are also extremists.
Well, you know, right now we are living in the extremes, Doris, are we not?
Yes,
you know,
we are.
Listen, I get email on a daily basis. In fact, we're out to breakfast on Friday after the show. We go out to breakfast every Friday after the show just to kind of end our week in a nice way. And I'm sitting there, I'm reading, you know, some of the hate mail to Jeff and Todd. You know, it amazes me, Doris, how people don't want to have a civil discourse on issues.
Exactly.
And the reason, Doris, they don't want to do that is because they would have to admit that our point of view, and when I say our, my point of view, you know, is actually quite rational. And
well, rationality is their picture, and the whole idea of total intolerance, not being able to discuss anything and attacking anything with such vociferousness, that doesn't make any. I was down collecting signatures for the petition to recall the governor down in downtown Flint on, I think it was Sunday night, Saturday night. And, you know, it went pretty well because a lot of people say, yeah, I'll sign that. And so a lot of people are very willing to sign it, just get it to them. And on my car, I found out one way that you can send your message, just get one of those window markers, and I got it all over my car except for the front window, you know, recall Governor Schneider, so that at least they can see that that's an issue. And one guy, I stopped the gas station, he came over and he said, I want to sign your petition. You know, there's people out there who are really
absolutely
do
Doris
this.
We got to get to the break. Thank you for your passion. Thanks for punching in with us this morning. 888-552-3595. It's your turn. Give us a call. We'll be back. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is 1310 WDTW.
First Chip with Tony Trupiano.
And you guys vote Republican. I'm not supposed to. This isn't political. So I'm not supposed to say this.
Don't come to me if you do. You're on your own, Jack.
On 1310 WDTW.
I love bagels.
Who doesn't? But finding a really good, genuine bagel used to be so hard.
Till now.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels is bringing true bagels back to Detroit. Head over to
www.savethebagels.com.
Then donate and try some bagels today. Traditional bagels such as poppy seed and plain. Small batch bagels like rosemary and dried cherry chocolate. They have it all at www.savethebagels.com.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels, the start of something locally delicious.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org, and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
10 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Monday morning First Shift program. And again, we're talking about this poster, piece of artwork. Four governors, Ohio, Wisconsin, Florida, and Michigan. Fascists, it's a political statement. It's a piece of art. It is not something that was mass-produced. It's not something that is hanging out on people's telephone poles in communities all over the state or all over the country. It's not. It is a piece of artwork. That's all it is. But people are in... people are in an uproar over it, and so be it. I mean, I understand, especially if you're a conservative, it's going to make you uncomfortable. If you're a liberal, if you're a progressive, if you're a Democrat, not so much. But you know what? It's not like I'm sitting here, you know, going, hey. You know, that's not what I'm doing. I'm perfectly, you know, again, demonstrating that you can have a civil discourse about a topic without going, oh, man, isn't that cool the way they got them? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you know, they have a right to that point of view. That's all I'm saying. It's a political statement. Okay? How do you feel about it? 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. And then again, the email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. Let us go to the phones and welcome Ann in Pontiac to the
Hi,
First Shift program. Hi, Ann. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
What's on your mind?
And I know that you're doing fine as well. So far as the poster is concerned, I think there's some validity to it. If I can remember, fascism is when your rights have been taken away from you. That's exactly what's happening here in Pontiac. We have no rights here in the city of Pontiac.
Absolutely. You know, and under the emergency manager law, you guys are living under fascism. No question, that's true. Absolutely,
there's no doubt about it. You know, and it's the same thing that's happened in Benton Harbor. And for those persons who think that because they don't live in an urban area, think again. If you're financially strapped. And it's not because of the municipality's fault. Businesses have left and took their ball and went across the waters. Then they're lined up as well. None of the cities or townships in this state is going to escape it. It's all about economics. Now, so far as fascism is concerned, anytime your rights have been taken from you, like I'm a voter. Been voting for the last 50-plus years. I voted for a mayor and a city council. They have no say. All of our assets have been taken away with blessings from this governor and made the emergency financial bill even worse than what it has been on the books for several decades.
Absolutely.
So this is fascism. This is fascism at its best.
So far
as I'm concerned, the poster is correct. They all are. Anytime rights are taken away from the people that have made this country great, the citizens of this, whether it's Florida, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, wherever. It is fascism. There's no other way to say it.
Yeah, and again, the point is, you because you have First Amendment rights also, and you still have them, at least on this show you do, you have a right to that point of view.
Absolutely.
You know, that's
and it's the truth.
I mean,
if we look at what is fascism, when we look at what the description of it is, and we look at it what is, so far as democracy, our democracy has been taken from us, okay? We have our rights, our votes mean nothing here.
Well, and then
they
not,
mean nothing.
And yeah, not unlike what Doris said, we see corporations making government decisions now.
Exactly. This is exactly, and that is fascism. It may not come from the government, even though they have their lobbyists, and they're bought and paid for people in making this, they're standing in the way of what democracy is about.
Absolutely, Ann, and I just need to move on to another call, but I do appreciate your call. You know, this goes back to Bruce Felk's, you know, an obsession, rather healthy, by the way. I said healthy, not unhealthy. Healthy obsession with ELEC, ELEC.org. You know, they are fascist. I wouldn't say 101. They're probably a 400-level degree in fascism. But ELEC.org is really a cookie-cutter system for fascism. No question that's true. And, folks, and I don't know if you've heard, but the Northville schools, or maybe it's the Plymouth schools, maybe looking for an emergency manager for their school system. Let's go to Dean real quick. We got a couple calls we got to get in. Dean, my friend, Dean in Rochester, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Hey, Tony, you forgot to mention the fact that I showed up at that meeting, too.
You know, the day's not over, buddy. Not only did you show up, you were nice enough to bring me a book, and I appreciated that. I noticed you didn't stay very long, though, Dean.
No. Did you like my note?
Yes, I did. Thank you. I mentioned that. Good. I did mention that this morning.
Oh, okay. I missed, like, the first minute. Anyway, sometimes when something like that comes out that I don't necessarily agree with, and it wasn't really offensive to me, but when something like that comes out, I almost appreciate our freedom of speech more than if I agreed with everything. It just shows what a great country this is.
Well, again, I couldn't agree with you more, Dean. I basically said that. That's basically what I was getting to. You just said it better than I did. Yeah, I agree with you. Again, there's been stuff that I have found offensive, but I go, you know what? It's part of the First Amendment. I'm going to respect that, and I'm going to celebrate that, and they have a right to their opinion. Absolutely, Dean.
Oh, and Tony, just real quick. We're both, you know, religious people. What did you think of the cross and the vat of urine?
Well, again, there's another one that is that was protected. I personally found it offensive. I can't tell you how offensive I found that. But again, it's protected under the First Amendment, and I gotta let it go with that. Okay, we're gonna wrap up this hour with Jim in Plymouth. Jim, thanks for punching in this morning. What's on your mind?
Nothing, Tony. Just wanted to add a little bit to the discussion, give my thoughts. I still think that a lot of what we see happening in this whole discussion about fascism, free speech, I clearly believe that there's a lot of similarities between the emergency manager law and what happened in Germany prior to World War II. And when you look at what Kasich has done in terms of labor laws in Ohio, what we're seeing here in Michigan and what we're seeing and have witnessed in Wisconsin, that's exactly what they did in pre-war Germany. They made and rendered the unions powerless, so that group of people could not use their economic strength to support political parties that echoed a philosophy against those that were running the government.
Yeah, and Jim, so, that's why, in modern-day times, Jim, don't you agree that maybe they've now picked on the wrong group by going after organized labor?
Well, I hope they have, only to the extent that I'd like to see some kind of reaction to it, and maybe we've seen it with some of the demonstrations in Lansing, but this whole bit about the emergency manager, I mean, there's so many parallels that reflect the enabling laws that were passed in Germany.
Absolutely. And Jim, we're just out of time. We're just out of time in this hour, but certainly feel free to call back. Let me remind you, Bob King, the president of the UAW, shows up at every rally, at every march, at every parade. He is front and center in this discussion on maybe not fascism, but certainly in undoing what's going on. All right, we got to take a break for the top of the hour. Diane Cross with traffic and weather, CNN headlines. We'll be back on the other side of this. Mark Brewer from the Michigan Democratic Party.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update, seeing the heavier traffic southbound 75 coming in 12 mile, trying to get to and past the Reuther as you're on 696 West. The worst of it coming in from Mound to 75. But seeing the delays are from an earlier problem, 94 West. Those coming in from 696, trying to get past 8 mile, trying to get down toward Van Dyke. We've seen the big delays from an earlier car fire, 94 West down near 75.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. There is a chance of thunderstorms off and on throughout the day. Our high near 92. Tonight, possible storms. A low near 74. Tomorrow, though, all sun and a high near 91. Right now, Metro Airport, we have overcast skies. Our temperature, 78 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
Hey, it's Todd from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. Now time for news from CNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Leading the news this hour, talk of bargains and proposals, but so far no deal on raising America's debt limit. CNN's Bob Costantini reports Uncle Sam runs out of borrowing room in 2 weeks.
Senate leaders of both parties are considering a deal that would cut at least $1 trillion from federal spending over a 10-year period. And that's a start, according to the GOP's second-in-command, John Kyle.
The country will not default. Whether or not there are savings achieved in the process remains open to question.
Kyle on ABC's This Week. Republicans who control the House are divided on how far to take the debt ceiling stalemate, considering the Senate idea would come nowhere near to getting Uncle Sam back in the black. They're looking for $6 trillion in savings while ruling out tax increases. Bob Costantini, CNN Washington.
Some people are surprised at President Obama's pick to lead a new government agency that's supposed to protect consumers. He's expected to nominate Richard Cordray to head the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Elizabeth Warren, who came up with the idea, is being passed over because of her hardline approach with banks. London's police commissioner is quitting over the phone hacking scandal involving Rupert Murdoch's News of the World. On NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Dick Durbin called the scandal startling.
We need to follow through with the FBI investigation and also with congressional investigation.
Former News of the World editor Rebecca Brooks and her former boss Rupert Murdoch are scheduled to testify tomorrow. General David Petraeus officially handed over his command in Afghanistan today. CNN's Barbara Starr reports Petraeus will take over the CIA in September.
He's going to have to convince them that he can be a CIA director, that he's just not an Army general who's come in the front door to run things. So he will have a real transition period.
People in South Africa are celebrating former President Nelson Mandela's 93rd birthday today. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start, where right now all special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. That's a nice price break on one of the most trusted names in windows, which means you can build with the best quality products and still lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can grow a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 24th, U.S. only.
Shopping for a car? The best place to start is CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can compare features, prices, and more on thousands of high-quality used cars and trucks in our nationwide inventory. You can even transfer most cars to the store nearest you. A fee may apply. It's the easy way to see actual prices and tons of pictures and find the car that's perfect for you. Log on to CarMax.com and start shopping today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Economic hope is waning. Three of four business leaders surveyed by the National Association of Business Economists think the economy will grow at least 2% the rest of the year. 3 months ago, almost everyone surveyed believed it. The ultimate movie merchandising mashup means big things for Hasbro, the toy company reporting second quarter earnings, revenue way up. You can thank Transformers, the movie franchise that originally was just a toy. The latest Transformers movie released last month helped sales in the Hasbro Boys division double from a year ago. But high costs hit the company, and profit, which was up a third, still fell short of forecasts. Reader's Digest for sale. Wall Street Journal says the company, which emerged from bankruptcy a year ago, along with namesake magazine, website, and book collections, is trying to raise $1 billion by selling itself. Reader's Digest is declining to confirm or deny the report. S&P futures falling 10 points. NASDAQ futures down 20. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
My daughter swims like she's part fish. But when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now, all special order Anderson windows and patio doors are 10% off. That's a nice price break on one of the most trusted names in windows, which means you can build with the best quality products and still lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can grow a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 24th, U.S. only.
Shopping for a car? The best place to start is CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can compare features, prices, and more on thousands of high-quality used cars and trucks in our nationwide inventory. You can even transfer most cars to the store nearest you. A fee may apply. It's the easy way to see actual prices and tons of pictures and find the car that's perfect for you. Log on to CarMax.com and start shopping today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Look around you. Companies sacrifice human health and even life for profit. This is the world in which we live. And these are the lives of our fellow human beings. But we don't have to accept it.
At a time when truth is needed, when courage and strength is rare, when a voice is needed to cut through the lies.
Disagreeing is not enough any longer. In order to mandate change, we must not just show up. Now we must stand up.
It's time for First Shift with Tony Tribbiani.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to this Monday edition of First Shift. A pleasure to be with you and happy to present to you really an incredible morning. Going by fast. And again, as I shared with you folks, I had a very busy weekend, and part of that was taken by the Troy and the 9th District Democrats, who will put out an amazing, amazing spread of food. They had lots of people at their picnic in Troy, and lots of elected officials, including my next guest. So I'll let Jeff do his thing, and we'll be started.
The Michigan Democratic Party Chairman, Mark Brewer.
Well, they're partying on Mackinac Island this weekend. The fate of our school kids, our police and firefighters, our unemployed is hanging in the balance. But do the Republicans care about that? No. They'd rather party on the island and get their job done in Lansing.
It's time for Monday Mornings with Mark Brewer.
And we welcome back the chairman himself, Mark. Great to talk to you. Wonderful to see you on Saturday, my friend.
Great to see you as well, Tony.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I'm listening to that open we put together for you, and nothing's changed, Mark. They're still partying. They're taking the summer off. We still have unemployed people. We're still not addressing the issues of the state. You know, it just nothing seems to change for the Republicans, Mark.
No, it doesn't, Tony. Actually, this week, you know, Snyder is going to be out in Aspen, Colorado, schmoozing with a bunch of wealthy GOP fat cat donors for a couple days. Again, while, you know, we suffer high unemployment here, you know, he hasn't done anything to create jobs since he's been in office, but he sure loves to jet around the country and schmooze with the GOP fat cats.
Well, you know, Mark, as we know, the Republican Governors Association were quite kind to this governor when he was a candidate, And at some point, Mark, you got to pay these folks back. I mean, you know, there's going to be something expected for all that money they spent here in the state of Michigan.
I think that's exactly right, Tony. I mean, we saw money laundered on an unprecedented scale in the governor's race last year. Billions and millions of dollars moving out of Michigan through two or three shell committees elsewhere in the country, making its way back into Michigan, you know, this giant shell game going on. You're right. Now it's payback time, and Governor Snyder is taking care of those fat dads.
Yeah, there's no question that's true. Well, we still, you know, Mark, here we are. It's the middle of summer. We now just see name after name after name of people that don't want to run, and understandably against the junior senator from the state of Michigan, Debbie Stabenow, who's actually talking about and introducing legislation that does create jobs. She's actually doing something about the environment. She's actually showing up and saying, hey, listen, if we're going to cut entitlements, let's start with oil companies. I understand why they're having trouble finding somebody to run against her. But I got to ask you, they told us they were going to give a candidate, to give us a candidate, the Republicans a candidate, head and shoulders, the best candidate. Who do they have for us, Mark?
Well, it seems to me they've got about their 11th or 12th choice, Tony, depends on how you count. a guy named John McCullough, who is the Water Resources Commissioner, otherwise known as the Drain Commissioner of Oakland County. He's a real establishment figure for the Republicans, but certainly a far cry from Pete Hoekstra, Terry Land, Thaddeus McCotter, you know, all these other candidates, even including two anonymous Red Wings, Tony, that they said they were recruiting, but who apparently decided against running. And you're right about Debbie. The Energy Secretary, Stephen Chu, is going to be in the state today as one of these new battery companies celebrates adding their 1,000th job, their 1,000th job since they located to Michigan. And that's, you know, what Debbie's been championing, alternative energy, batteries, et cetera. And that's one of the few areas where the state is growing in jobs.
Well, you know, and it seems to me, Mark, if I actually think this thing out, these jobs were created under Governor Granholm and Lieutenant Governor John Cherry, if I remember correctly.
That's exactly right, Tony. You know, again, people need to give them credit for their vision. There have been a lot of reports done out the last several weeks indicate that Michigan could become a global center for battery manufacturing, for alternative energy. Those are good-paying jobs, and it's the credit of Senator Stabenow, and like you said, Governor Granholm, Lieutenant Governor Cherry, that those jobs are coming here to Michigan. And, of course, this is a sector that Snyder has turned his back on. In his budget, he cut all the credits, all the incentives for exactly these kinds of jobs, which I think is a very foolish mistake on his part.
Yeah, there's no question that's true. You know, Mark, one of the things, before we talk some national politics, you know, one of the things you spoke about eloquently and passionately on Saturday in Troy was the 2012 election and what we need to and can accomplish. You know, you reminded that crowd, and I was so happy that you did it, about what happened in 2008 when we were faced with similar difficulties and how successful we were as a party.
Absolutely, absolutely. We can do it again. You know, we can carry the state for Barack Obama. We must carry the state for him. We can reelect United States Senator Debbie Stabenow like we reelected Carl Levin in 08, pick up some congressional seats, take the state house, put some sanity back on the Michigan Supreme Court. Michigan Democrats have done it before. And I can tell you, Tony, that crowd on Saturday was comparable to crowds I've seen all over the state. Friday night I was in Kalamazoo. Last week I was in Allegan and western Wayne counties. Huge crowds turned out for Democratic events a year and a half before the election. People are very angry by what's going on in Lansing and Washington, and they're fired up and they're ready to change things come next year.
Well, you know, Mark, last Wednesday evening I spoke in Port Huron at the St. Clair County Democratic Club. And they were able to fill the Teamsters Hall there, which is a rather large hall. And you're right. Here we are a year and a half out of the election, and these folks are, they're not just angry. They're ready, Mark. They're ready. They're anxious. They're engaged. They want change, and they want it now. They're chomping at the bit.
Right, and they're ready to go to work, and they are working out there, Tony. I mean, they are working the parades and the fairs all over Michigan this summer. You know, they're getting out petitions on whatever it is that they want to be involved in terms of various efforts. We're canvassing door to door. throughout the state this summer, it feels like an election year because people are out there working so hard.
Well, I know that you recently hired a political organizer. I know that the Michigan Democratic Party is ramping up to do their thing. You know, Mark, I'm going to do this of my own volition. I really want folks to start looking at maybe donating some money to the Michigan Democratic Party. If you've got $10 or $20 or $25, now is the time to do that, because the party's going to need your resources in order to effectively do what we know they can do. Mark's been at this game a long time. He understands that as the game changes, so has the party. And so I want to make that appeal, Mark, on your behalf. I know that you would never ask this audience to do that, but you're not doing that. I am. So, folks, if you've got, you know, $10, $20, $25, $30, make a donation to the Michigan Democratic Party today. And, you know, send that little message to the staff that's working there. And they work hard over at the MDP that you are supporting their efforts.
Well, thanks for that, Tony, very much. You know, they can go to our website, www.michigandems.com. And we are working hard. We're working on a lot of municipal elections this year, Tony, helping good Democrats in the nonpartisan office all over the state, you know, helping to lay the groundwork for next year's election. So thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem. Again, it's important, and I want people to understand it, how important it is that they get engaged and that they participate. You know, volunteering is critical. There's nothing's going to replace that. But, folks, it takes money to win this game. We know the Republicans will have the money. We know that. That's not even a question. And so if you've got a little bit of extra cash, send it along. Mark, we've got a minute or so before the break, so let's get started and we'll come back to it. You know, we're going to have there's going to be a primary season. We're going to have to, you know, the state, both the Republican and Democrats, going to have to choose their presidential candidate. Well, we already got ours. We know it's going to be Barack Obama. And so what are the Republicans going to do?
Well, that's a big question, Tony, and it could cost the taxpayers a lot of money. What we're urging is let's do like we did in 2004. Let's cancel the presidential primary, save $10 million, and use that money to keep some police and firefighters and teachers on the job. There's no need for the taxpayers of this state to pay for a primary which only helps and serves the Republicans. We're going to pay for the cost of our caucus next May. The Republicans should pay for the cost of their process, save the taxpayers that $10 million.
All right. So what is the option? If we don't have a primary on the Republican side, they can just caucus and get this done?
That's right. It's a party-run caucus. It's like a party-run election. You can have great participation. We've done this in the past, Tony. You have AV voting. We've even let people vote over the Internet.
Absolutely.
The party sets up voting sites all over the state, and you invite people to come in and participate. But again, the party pays for it, so the taxpayers don't have to. These presidential primaries cost the taxpayers some $10 million. And given the financial problems the state's got, you know, that's not the kind of money we should be spending on that. We should be saving that. Like I said, keeping teachers, police, and firefighters on the job instead.
Well, when we come back from the break, we'll find out, you know, if Bobby Shostak, who is the chairman of the Michigan Republican Party, if he's responding to this. Mark Brewer, my guest, with the Michigan Democratic Party. He is their chair, of course. MichiganDems.com is that website. Todd, if you'd be so kind as to post that to the Facebook page, we'll make sure that we get that up there. And if you'd like to join us, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Tony@thetonyshow.org is the email address. A quick break here. We'll be back on First Shift. Thanks for punching in with us this morning. You're listening to 1310 WDTW.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiani.
I know this is unpopular. If we had just done nothing and not spent any more money, as Representative Bachman is arguing, we would have had 16 or 17% unemployment in this country. I mean, we would have had a financial meltdown.
On 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes an accident working 94 west at Chalmers. It's blocking the left lane as you try to head further west. Earlier problems still from that issue near I-75 where we had a car fire. That should be out of there soon. As you head south on 75, slow from 12 mile down to about 9 mile.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for possible thunderstorms today. Our high 92. Tonight, some storms expected, a low near 74. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. Our high 91. Right now, it's still being reported overcast and 77 degrees out at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
How much could you be saving on car insurance? $300, $400, $500? There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
Mike Rowe here, talking with Jim Twitchell, a real live Ford service technician, about the importance of scheduled maintenance. But really, Jim, everybody knows it's important, right?
Scheduled maintenance is important. That's what keeps your car running at optimum performance.
Get an oil change and much more with the Works Fuel Saver Package. $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
So you're kind of like a car doctor.
Definitely a car doctor.
Are you soothing? Do you have a good car side manner?
Most cars tell me so.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 8/31/11.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Start your engines, Detroit, because the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is cruising your way.
Take him to Detroit.
These progressive pistons are firing on all cylinders, and they're born, bred, and made in the USA. On August 20th at the Detroit Opera House, John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler, and Motor City's favorite cougar, Stephanie Miller, will spark up your night and heal you with their full torque progressive power. Tickets are available at motopera.org and ticketmaster.com. To call for tickets, dial 313-237-SING. That's 313-237-SING. Score your VIP tickets early for the best seats to witness Mama model her tight, sexy tee.
I want to get back to Michigan, and I want to try.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show. Detroit, you just can't afford to miss this.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, my guest on this Monday morning. Mark's with us every Monday at this time, folks, so you can expect that. Mark, I asked before the break, what is Bobby Shostak's response to the caucus idea, and is he showing some leadership on this issue? Obviously, $10 million is a lot of money, Mark.
Absolutely not, Tony. The Republicans are on a path. They had a committee that met last week and recommended that they go ahead, not just with a primary, Tony, but with a closed primary that would exclude independents and folks who are not hardcore Republicans. And there was a poll released last week that indicated that overwhelmingly two-thirds of the voters of this state, Democrats, Republicans, independents, oppose a closed Republican primary that would cost $10 million. So, as usual, they are swimming against public opinion here, but they don't seem to care.
Mark, is there any recourse? I mean, you know, obviously, $10 million, that's a lot of money. I mean, that puts a lot of teachers back to work. I can't fathom why they wouldn't just embrace this. I mean, this is common sense, Mark.
Well, again, Tony, it's like we saw all spring with their agenda. They think they can, grab $10 million of taxpayer money to pay for their own private election and they're just arrogant enough, they're going to continue doing it. We're going to continue talking about this and say, look, why don't we do what we did in 04? We've done this before. In other states, Tony, Democrats and Republicans are agreeing to cancel their primaries to save this kind of money. State of Washington, state of Kansas, and other states. You know, why the Republicans here won't listen to reason and save that money is beyond me at this point, but we're not going to give up. We're going to get legislation introduced to repeal the primary next winter and say to the political parties, you're going to do this, spend your own money. Don't waste the taxpayers' money.
Yeah, and that is exactly what they're doing, Mark, is wasting the taxpayers' money. Well, it seems on the state level they've done that real well. We know on the federal level, you were again at the picnic on Saturday. Congressman Gary Peters gave an amazing speech, Mark. I think that the way he dialogued about the debt ceiling battle and the work that he and other members of the Michigan delegation are doing right now was beyond inspiring. I was really, really impressed with what Congressman Gary Peters had to say, Mark. You know, this battle for the hearts and minds of the middle class doesn't seem to be a battle at all, because the Republicans are happy to leave most of us behind. You know, and again, we need people representing us in Congress that understand our issues, that understand our plight. And I'm grateful that Gary Peters is there for us, Mark.
Absolutely. You know, and you watch this battle in Washington, Tony, and it's like the particularly the Tea Party folks, the punk are just completely detached from reality. You know, they had this whole idea that we could let the country default on its debts. I mean, you got people all over the world, you got people on Wall Street, you got economists of all stripes saying, you know, we cannot let that happen. You've got to set ideology and politics aside and do what's right for the country. But these folks have got these ideological blinders on, and they seem determined to drive us right over the cliff come October 2nd, Tony.
Well, I don't mind telling you, I was talking to a group of people, and you and the congressman were off to the side talking, and not that you're going to tell me, Mark, but more than one person said, I wonder what that conversation's about. And we'll just leave that there for now, Mark Brewer. I do want to touch on one more issue. The President Obama, the Democratic National Committee, had a record quarter in fundraising. We also know that the Republican candidates combined didn't come close to raising what President Obama did. In fact, Mark, there's a report out this morning that says that Republican donors are really quite hesitant on where to spend their fundraising dollars. They don't know who to go with. I'm assuming this doesn't surprise you.
No, not at all. You know, and really the great thing about the president's fundraising performance that came out last week, Tony, was almost 600,000. That's right, 600,000 donors. And the average donation was quite small. So
$69.
Yeah, it's not just the volume of money, but it's the incredibly broad-based support for his reelection that is so encouraging. He's smashing all the records that he set just 4 years ago in terms of grassroots support, and that's very encouraging looking ahead to next year.
Well, right. And, Mark, and for full disclosure, listen, President Obama is going to benefit from the Citizens United case as much as some Republicans will. Well, I'll admit that up front. But you just said it. The average donation to his campaign, $69. $69, Mark. I mean, that's just astounding number.
Yeah, no, it really shows that across the country, people understand, you know, what this president's trying to do. You know, it's not been easy, particularly these last year and a half, with their last half year, 6 months, with the Republicans in charge of the U.S. House. But they really believe in him and his mission. And they want to give him another 4 years to continue to make the kind of progress that we made. Again, we talked about this energy, alternative energy battery celebration here this morning. That would not be happening in Michigan without Barack Obama.
No, there's no question that's true. You know, Mark, I've got to ask you because, again, you're all over the state. People have no idea. You're about 18, 19 hours a day. You work 7 days a week. You're all over this state. Are you feeling a sense of optimism amongst Democrats right now? Because, you know, where the places I'm going, I'm feeling a lot of anger, and I'm trying to make them feel more optimistic. At the same time, you know, I'm trying to infuse into these folks that they need to do more. I'm not letting anybody off the hook, including myself. But are you feeling a sense of optimism as you're working your way around the state?
Yeah, I think so, Tony. But I'll tell you, another good word to use is determination.
I like that.
That people are determined that what's been going on in this country the last 6 months, especially here in Michigan, under Snyder and the Republicans, as well as with John Boehner and Mitch McConnell, they are determined that this is going to stop. It's not going to happen anymore. And we're going to turn the country back in the positive direction that we all voted for back in 2008. And I think you're even seeing it, Tony, among a lot of Republicans and independents. This is not what they voted for last year. They didn't vote to drive the country into default. They didn't vote for $2 billion in tax cuts for rich CEOs and corporations in Michigan, you know, while raising taxes on seniors and cutting education, all the terrible things that have done. There's a lot of buyer's remorse out there of people who voted Republican last year, and they're joining ranks with us saying, we're not going to let this happen again.
Yeah, and Mark, I was in Lapeer the weekend before last speaking at a rally there, and there was a woman that got up very, very emotional, spoke about feeling betrayed because she gave her vote to Rick Snyder, and she felt betrayed. She felt lost. It was a very emotional moment for her, Mark, and the crowd really responded to her in a very supportive way. But I know she is not alone. There's no question that's true.
No, that's absolutely true. I run into folks all the time, and it's really extraordinary that somebody would admit that to me, right? The chair.
Yeah, that's true. Fair enough.
That takes a lot of guts for somebody. But people come up to me, Tony, you know, that you would have voted Republican. You know, thought Snyder's going to be different. They bought his line that he was going to be moderate, a line he is still peddling, by the way, even though the record completely belies that. They bought all that. They thought he'd be moderate, bipartisan, lead us forward together. And they are so angry, and like I said, determined to make sure that this does not happen again. That they, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Absolutely,
and
Mark.
That's the attitude that's out there.
And we're out of time. Thanks. We'll talk next Monday, Mark.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, Mark Brewer, Michigan Democratic Party. We're open lines for the balance. Let's get to the break. We're running late. We'll be right back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update includes some delays along 94 coming in the east side. It's been slow westbound, an accident near Chalmers. We had an early morning vehicle fire that should be cleared, but the backup had already been going on, the domino effect of that. 75 south near Clay, West Grand Boulevard, East Grand Boulevard. We've got reports of an accident there moved off to the shoulder.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. There is a chance of thunderstorms off and on throughout the day. Our high near 92. Tonight, possible storms, a low near 74. Tomorrow, though, all sun and a high near 91. Right now, Metro Airport, we have overcast skies. Our temperature, 78 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
You're listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm Jesse Russell.
For nearly 5 years, concerns about the oppression and killing of union leaders has held up the passage of a free trade agreement with Colombia. As that agreement moves closer to passage, human rights and labor activists here and in Colombia are making a last-ditch effort to stop the agreement, which they say will kill jobs and threaten communities in that country. Alice Olstein has more.
Faith and labor leaders gathered outside the White House with students, environmentalists, and human rights activists to protest the pending free trade agreement, or FTA, with Colombia. The marchers carried 51 black coffins to represent the unionists killed in Colombia in 2010. For Dan Willett of the Teamsters, it was an emotional experience.
I'm here, we're here in solidarity with the trade unionists and to commemorate their deaths and try to do something to stop it.
Dan Kovalik, the senior counsel of the United Steelworkers, took the mic at the rally to criticize President Obama for going back on his campaign promise to oppose the Colombia FTA.
Colombia didn't deserve a free trade agreement in 2008. As Barack Obama, the candidate, recognized, they don't deserve a free trade agreement now, as the president, Barack Obama, should realize.
Labor leader Marino Cordoba, who fled Colombia for his life in 1995, now works as an organizer for the SEIU in D.C. He says his people, Afro-Colombians in the region of Chocó, will be especially hurt if the agreement passes.
Because they are located in a region which is very rich in natural resources and biodiversity. So business owners, they want to develop a big scale of mega project in the region. So the free trade agreement will be a good opportunity for them to come and to take those land.
A new national movement is forming to protect and expand Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Doug Cunningham reports.
Caring Across Generations seeks to transform long-term care and to protect Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. The movement was launched with a day-long Care Congress in Washington, D.C. Caring Across Generations will call on Congress to stand with the millions of seniors and working families who depend on Medicare and Medicaid and don't want those programs cut. The movement plans Care Congresses in more than 15 cities over the next year to highlight the need to build up rather than tear down Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid while creating millions of new jobs. A coalition of more than 70 organizations are involved in Caring Across Generations, and over 700 people attended the launch of this new movement in Washington.
You've been listening to WIN, the Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter.
Follow us, like us,
love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. You know, it's really fascinating. I think about this a lot, but on a daily basis, you know, I got the microphone 3 hours every day, and I have the opportunity, you know, to really get some great information out. We try to frame the truth in a way that's understandable, and we try to give equal access to all points of view. You know, some of you take it, some of you don't, and that's fine. You know, I get some hate mail, get some love mail, you know, it kind of all equals out. Well, I guess it doesn't equal out. I get a lot more hate mail than love mail, and I'm not begging for love mail. Don't go there. I just find it really interesting because we talk about semantics. You know, we talk about the message. And so I'm reading my free press yesterday afternoon, sitting out on the back porch, you know, nice covered awning. I've got a ceiling fan actually in there, which is really nice because it was real hot like it is this morning, yesterday morning. Drinking my coffee, reading the Free Press, and I'm, you know, my favorite section was, of course, the editorial section of the Sunday Free Press. And then I read this bit, so I'm going to just read this to you because it's an important opportunity, and I think it gives us a nice discussion. Oakland County Republicans are predicting all sorts of mayhem if a county commission district map drawn by the Democratic-controlled Reapportionment Commission goes through. They predict same-sex marriage, expanded medical marijuana laws, and rampant unionism, folks, will happen if the map survives a legal challenge. What they don't say is that state law, not non-binding county resolutions, govern those issues. But they don't let the facts get in the way of a plea for money to continue to fight. Meanwhile, the Reapportionment Commission is hoping to get some cash to help pay for their legal battle. With the Republican-controlled county commission, how far do you think that request will go? Honestly, rampant unionism? I don't appreciate the way Republicans frame the union movement in this country and certainly in this state. I don't appreciate it at all. I look at everything a union does. We've got these wonderful ads now running for the United Food and Food Workers Union. And you stop and think about what unions on a very basic level do. On a very basic level, they get you a little more money, sometimes a lot more money than what you would have had in the job that you've got, right? They make sure that you have a safe work environment. They make sure that you have a voice, that your workplace is a democracy. That's not true in most workplaces. You know, if for no other reason alone, I would want to be in a union because now I'm in a democracy. I that would be an important reason for me to be in a union. If I were trying to make that decision, you know, do I or don't I? Democracy, number one reason why I'd want to be in a union. Truly, that would be it. Now, I realize that there are certain difficult facts that we deal with economically. Healthcare has been significantly affected, and that's why we see, collective bargaining agreements that are more creative, if you will, than we would like them to be. But, you know, the union provides protection just beyond, you know, what these ads are saying, but it's a good entree into the discussion about why you might need to be in a union. But to try to co-opt the message and say that, you know, that Democrats are going to, you know, the first things they want to do are, you know, get gays to marry. And I found this really funny website that has, and I'll find it and share it with you tomorrow because I don't have it with me. But it has all these videos that are nothing but sketches on gay marriage. And, you know, some of them are from The Daily Show, some of them Saturday Night Live, some of them were independently produced, but it's just a scream. Most of them surrounding Prop 8 in California of a few years ago. And, of course, you know, positioning them in a realistic light, it is both humorous and realistic. You know, it's just so much, it's just so funny. You know, there was this thing going around Facebook the other day, you know, that it said, you know, if you don't like gay marriage, don't have one. You know, it's that simple. I mean, really, it isn't that simple. So I just find it really, really interesting. I forgot, and shame on me. We do have, if you'll cue the music up for me, Mr. Radford, Todd has done his job, and so we do need to give you the song of the day.
Todd the intern's
song of the day.
And this is, of course, in support of Ed Potasnik, who... from the United Way of Southeast Michigan and his work with organized labor. Little Joe Cocker with little help from my friends. Very appropriate there, Todrick the Bodrick. Hey, you know, Todd, you never told me what you thought of your new title.
What's my new title?
You didn't go on the website and look to see what your title was.
The social and advertising director?
Yeah.
I dig it.
You know, you're so nonchalant. You know, it's like, man, you know, yeah, whatever, take another hit, you know, pass the, you know, what's going on in there? Hey, what's going on in there?
Those days are behind me.
Okay. At 24 and they're already behind
they're already
you.
Behind me.
What are we going to do for Jeff for his birthday?
I don't know. We got to do something special.
Yeah, we got to put our heads together off air and we don't want, you know, him to overhear. I think that, you know, we got to get creative, though.
All right.
So it's not like Jeff can't hear us, so we, you know, we'll have this conversation off air, but we got to do something. Of course, he keeps telling me he wants a new truck just because I got one.
Well, yeah, of course. Hey, doesn't that song remind you, what does that song remind you of when you hear it?
The Wonder Years.
Yeah, exactly. That's the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah, that was a great show. Although I always thought the dad was angry all the time.
Yeah. That's what Todd just said. He was.
You know, and I haven't watched the show. I know it's on. There's some really weird network on my cable system called something. I don't know what it's called, but it's not something that sticks with me, obviously.
Ion?
Maybe that's it. Yeah, Ion. No, maybe it is, yes. And they play like Laverne and Shirley and Happy Days and The Wonder Years and Doogie Howser. I know Doogie Howser's one of them. But and so, you know, maybe a month ago or so, because I watched an episode of The Wonder Years and went, you know, that was a really freaking good show. And so I wondered why it doesn't run in reruns. It doesn't run in reruns. Do you know why?
Did they make 100 episodes?
No. Yeah, they made more than 100 episodes. Okay. It doesn't run because of the soundtrack. They can't afford the royalties it would take because of the music that was on that show. I mean, that's where they got you emotionally, was through the music. And so in order to, you know, the what do they call residuals? The residual income makes it cost prohibitive. That's why you can't buy them on DVD either. You can't buy past seasons of Wonder Years on DVD.
That's interesting. I never even looked for them before, but you're right. I haven't seen those DVD sets.
They're not available because the soundtrack, the royalties for the music for that show were very expensive. It still are very expensive. And so in order for them to price it appropriately, it would be not affordable to the average consumer for the DVDs. And, you know, however the television stations buy them, I don't know what they charge for that stuff. but it would be cost prohibitive for television stations as well.
Don't you ever wonder where those guys are now? Like, Fred Savage, I know, I think he's an executive producer of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. But other than that, like, what was her name? Was her name,
Winnie. She was on the West Wing for a while. She had a recurring role on the West Wing, which, you know, the theme song, by the way, for the West Wing is my ringtone on my phone. I love that show. I miss that show. In fact, Bravo used to play it in the morning. It used to be on every morning for 2 hours from, I think it was 8 to 10. And, yeah, you know, I got to tell you, many mornings it delayed my agenda for the day. I really loved The West Wing. It was a great show. I'm assuming you weren't much of a watcher.
Never saw it.
Really, never?
Didn't even see an episode of
Oh, my,
but
oh,
I've
my.
I heard good things. In fact, in college they used to have West Wing viewing parties, but I, you know, never went.
And, in fact, when Obama made his statement last week, if this cost me my presidency... A lot of journalists said it was his Jeb Bartlett moment, which was a reference to the West Wing. So it was interesting.
The only Jeb I know is the one in Florida.
Yeah, and this one was much better, I assure you. The president on the West Wing was very much a liberal Democrat. That was a great show. Anybody that watched that, I can't imagine somebody, Republicans maybe, people watching that show that didn't love it. It was so well done. I miss it very much. I miss it very much. And they ended that show perfectly. They had this, you know, tough contest between a Republican and a Democrat, you know, Jimmy Smits and Alan Alda. Alan Alda being the Republican in this case. And it was just the perfect way to end the series.
How long did it go on for?
The show was on for 8 years.
Wow.
It might have been 7 years, seven seasons. But it was really well written, well produced. And even though there was a lot of drama behind the scenes, the creator of the show had a drug habit, and, you know, that affected things, and they had a turnover in writers and producers. But, I thought they never jumped the shark, if you will. Some people disagree with that. I was an avid fan. I wouldn't miss that show for anything. I was religious. Absolutely had to watch that show Wednesday night, 9 o'clock. I was all over it.
Man, you still got the time down.
Well, you know, they after a few years and they changed it to Sunday. But I followed it. It was just, it was a really well-written, well-acted show, and it dealt with the issues of the day, and I thought a very realistic sense. You know, it was really well done. Now, speaking of entertainment, Jeff, when we come back, you know, people don't realize there was another, besides the Harry Potter finale, there was another major opening this weekend, movie opening this weekend. Maybe a little bit different result, Jeff. Just a little bit different. Yeah, well, we'll find out. Sarah Palin's movie debuted on Friday night. How'd it do this weekend? We'll find out when we continue. This is First Shift. Thanks for punching in. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back.
First Shift with Tony Trubino.
So many of those who have made so much money recently produce very little wealth for others. They essentially pocket the money.
On 1310 WDTW.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
I love bagels.
Who doesn't? But finding a really good, genuine bagel used to be so hard.
Till now.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels is bringing true bagels back to Detroit. Head over to
www.savethebagels.com.
Then donate and try some bagels today. Traditional bagels such as poppy seed and plain. Small batch bagels like rosemary and dried cherry chocolate. They have it all at www.SaveTheBagels.com.
The Detroit Institute of Bagels, the start of something locally delicious.
Hi, this is Todd, Director of Advertising for First Shift with Tony Truppiano. If you're interested in having a coveted spot as an advertiser on First Shift, allow me the opportunity to share with you the many dynamic and affordable ways you can be a participant with the only progressive radio show in Detroit and the state. Just send me an email at todd@thetonyshow.org, and I'll be happy to share with you the many programs we have available to help your sales and visibility grow while you support our excellent radio program. I look forward to hearing from you soon at todd@thetonyshow.org. Thanks.
Recently on First Shift,
NBA veteran and former star of the Michigan Fab Five, Jalen Rose.
There's no way we can help turn around the fate of our great city if we're not educating our youth. Now, you know what those numbers will do. They'll increase the crime rate. They will increase the poverty rate. They'll increase the migration rate of families who now feel like they need to move out of the Detroit area to really find quality schools and opportunity and jobs for their families.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano
on 1310
WDTW. Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
And welcome back. Now, you know, I just want to make sure I set this up properly because it's only fair. Friday night, this was Thursday night. Thursday night, there were previews of the Harry Potter movie, the last one, the Sleepy Hollow 2, whatever it's called. Had a phenomenal weekend, record-breaking weekend. That was great. So Thursday night, they did the midnight screenings. Jeff, I think I'm getting this right. And there was also, you know, this one theater in Orange County, California, which, by the way, Orange County, very conservative part of the country. And if, I don't know if you knew that, Jeff, but very conservative part of the country. And they had 30 theaters there. 29 of them were showing the Harry Potter movie. They had one of them showing The Undefeated, which is the Sarah Palin documentary. They should have titled it The Unwatched. There was literally no one in the theater to watch the opening day preview of this movie. No one. The reporter. Now, she goes on to tell this story that there are actually two young ladies that came in, but they didn't even know who Sarah Palin was. And then a couple came in and made out in the back for a while and then left. But did you not find it interesting, Jeff? Nary a person in one of the most conservative counties in the country showed up to watch a preview of this movie.
I thought it was funny when the one guy said to the other, well, don't you wish we would have shown another, one more theater of Harry Potter instead?
Yeah, that was good. That was really good. Because they sold out every seat in 29 of their 30 theaters. And they could have sold out even more. It's just crazy. I mean, I listen, even I would have thought 20, 30 at the very least, you know? You would think, Jeff. But no. I mean, no one showed up. And then so the reporter ended up interviewing the manager of the theater who basically said, oh, yeah, man, it was great. We were sold out in all these theaters. And they said, well, what were your expectations for this one? Did you have any advanced sales? Oh, we're not allowed to talk about ticket sales. That was the funny part. All right, we're going to go to the phones. 888-552-3595. I want to welcome Joe in Detroit to First Shift. Joe, welcome to the show. What's on your mind this morning?
The governor and his emergency manager powers?
Yes, sir.
You know, Americans are not really sure of what kind of government under which we live. We are a Republican form of government with a quasi-democratic way of life.
Yes.
But we are a republic, okay, in which usually has a president, and I'm getting it from the dictionary here, just from the dictionary. We're not a monarchy. Our governor is not a monarch. And we operate under the law in this republic. Who gave the governor the authority? Under what authority can he appoint emergency managers that usurp the voters? Where did he get the authority? He has no authority to do that. Why hasn't somebody called him on that?
Well, they created, Joe, they created legislation that this legislature voted on that he signed.
I didn't vote for it, did you?
No, no, the legislature voted for it.
Oh, the legislature, did they go to their constituents and question their constituents as to whether
Not. No, Joe, now you're talking responsibly. What's up with that? No, they're not going to go to their constituents and explain it to them. Who in their right mind would have voted for this?
Well, I still think it should be challenged. I don't think.
Well, it is being challenged. There's a lawsuit. There's a lawsuit that's been challenged by the Sugar Law Center, and there's a referendum to take it off the ballot, or to put it on the ballot to eliminate it.
Yeah. You know, there really should be an outcry, I'm telling you. Because they have not really been challenged in a proper way. You know, you can't just, you know, at midnight, I guess you can because he did it, but he's on really shaky ground in terms of, you know, any constitutional right to do it and so on. And if people really want to know under what form of government we live, go to your dictionary. They'll explain what fascism is, communism, socialism, and the various other forms of government.
Absolutely. Joe, you're right. Thank you for your call. And Doris, the caller we had from Flint earlier in the show, really hit it on the head. I mean, she nailed it, no question. Listen, Ed Potasnik, who was with us early in the show from United Way of Southeast Michigan, wanted us to mention how successful this year's Letter Carriers annual food drive was. They collected nationally over 77.1 million pounds of food. 77.1 million pounds of food. That's a lot of food. And, of course, it all goes to those who need it. Just amazing how well that they did. Letter carriers from around the country brought the food from their routes on Saturday, May 14th, to local food banks, pantries, and shelters, and included many affiliated with Feeding America, a national partner in the drive, and assisting 1,400 members of the National Association of Letter Carrier Branches, where rural letter carriers and other postal employees, plus members of other unions and civic volunteers. So a very successful program, and asked us to pass that along and to share that with you. Now, Jeff, I am very, very excited about tomorrow's show. We have Chris Mihalakis on, our legislative and political director. We then have Congressman John Conyers on, who's going to talk about single-payer health care, which is H.R. 676. And then we have Cindy Estrada on, who is the vice president at the United Auto Workers, who is going to be begins her monthly visit with us, because she'll be with us every month starting tomorrow. We've got an amazing show for tomorrow.
Got a power-packed show.
And you realize that makes our lives easier for today, because we don't have to worry about what we're going to do tomorrow now. Are you in Ann Arbor today?
I am.
Today and tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
Why is it that I still don't have that schedule down? You think I would by now? I apologize. It's not that I don't pay attention to you. Really, it's not that. All right, so I'm going to give you one more chance. What do you want for your birthday besides a truck? Don't you say a car.
I don't want anything. I'm fine getting another day older.
All right, well, I'm not going to let you get away with that, but we'll figure that out. We'll figure that out. Between the Todrick and I, we'll get this figured out. You know, maybe an evening out, not with us necessarily. Why you're keeping quiet? Are we gonna? What's going on back there? What are you doing?
I thought I would play the song of the day. A little help from my friends here.
There you go. Because we're not out of time yet, are we?
No.
Okay.
I mean, you're thinking of things that you and Todd could do. My friends here. A little help from my friends.
All right. No, I got it. All right. So anyway, I'm very excited about tomorrow, though. Not that I wasn't excited about today, because I was. I'm finding, I don't know if you're finding this or Todd's finding this, but I'm finding that this show is just flying by now. I mean, it just seems like we go on at 6, and before you know it, it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that's how you know you got a fun show.
Yeah, it's I don't know how much fun it is, but I think
it's fun.
I think we're getting better at this every single week, no question. All right, we're gonna get out of here. There's no question. At some point, even we need to get it going. I'm hoping. I texted during a couple breaks to my boys. Take the garbage out. Anybody want to place a side bet whether or not that happens? I already know the answer to that, I assure you. All right, that'll do it for us for today. For Todd and Jeff, I'm Tony Truppiano. Thank you, because you guys are the ones that make this show work. As always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, includes that earlier slowdown, 94 West at Chalmers. That accident has been trying to clear from the left side. It's been slow 75 south near Clay from an earlier accident. As you head out on 275 northbound Ann Arbor Road up to 96 and 14, we've had some slow traffic. And as you come in through Oakland County, 75 south, trying to get 12 mile down to about 9 mile, we kind of have the normal delays through there.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for possible thunderstorms today. Our high 92. Tonight, some storms expected. A low near 74. Tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. Our high 91. Right now, it's still being reported overcast and 77 degrees out at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTW. DTWAM.